Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill, where a political firestorm is brewing over the growing scandal surrounding former Republican Congressman Mark Foley and his sexually explicit emails to teenage boys. House Speaker Dennis Hastert and other Republican leaders are under fire for not doing more when they first learned there was a problem last year.
I think Speaker Hastert has no choice but to resign.
That's David Bossie of Citizens United, one of a number of conservative groups up in arms over this. Hastert told WBBM television he's not going anywhere and did nothing wrong.
We did the best we could at the time with the information that we had.
President Bush, campaigning in California for Republican congressional candidates, defended Hastert while condemning Foley.
I was dismayed and shocked to learn about Congressman Foley's unacceptable behavior.
But 5 weeks before a critical election, this is the last thing Republicans wanted to be talking about. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Harley Carnes.
More than just a good day on Wall Street, the Dow hit a new record. 11,727 breaks the old record by 5 points set back in January of 2000. The Dow was up 57 points.
Some may say this is just a number, but we also have to remember it's a psychologically important milestone. Breaking records on Wall Street makes investors and consumers feel good about the economy. So this is seen as a definite positive. It looks as though the bulls are back on Wall Street, at least for now.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus, the NASDAQ gained 6 points, and oil prices with a new feel-better number, $58.85 a barrel, down another $2.35. Now it's 5 dead girls from the Amish school shootings. 5 more are badly hurt and in hospitals. Today we learned more about why Charles Roberts went there to kill young girls. He allegedly wanted to sexually abuse girls, as he told his wife he had done 20 years ago when he was 12.
We believe these minor relatives of Roberts, and this is alleged to have occurred 20 years ago, were between 3 and 5 years old. It's unknown what type of molestation, whether it was fondling or inappropriate touching or sexual assault, or if anything occurred. We don't know.
Colonel Jeffrey Miller, Pennsylvania State Patrol Commissioner. Turns out the Turkish airliner hijackers didn't want to protest the Pope. He just didn't want to go home.
Officials originally said the plane was commandeered by two men, allegedly to protest Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Turkey next month. But later, officials said it may have been a lone Turkish draft dodger seeking political asylum in Italy. Authorities in 4 countries are now trying to sort through the conflicting reports. The plane with 113 people on board was traveling from Albania to Istanbul when it was hijacked over Greek airspace. Tula Flahu for CBS News, Athens.
National Institutes of Health say family life is the greater factor in the development of children. So while child care may not be the building experience you dream of, it takes a backseat to what do you do with your kid. This is CBS News.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Dunno.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates from other top companies plus 20 facts and figures so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor. Make your move with our Make Love Happen guarantee. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love. See site for details.
An airplane that could carry 800 people would be like delivering a hotel full of people to the airport all at once. Big hotel, too. But as Airbus is learning, it's tough to get a hotel off the ground.
This is the third delay in the launch of Europe's super jumbo. The Airbus A380 should have been in the air last month. Now it will be late next year before the first is delivered. Several airlines say they're reconsidering their orders, including Virgin Atlantic and Emirates. The Airbus consortium has been battling production difficulties and soon will have to deal with hefty compensation claims.
That's CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris. Police in Spring Lake, North Carolina, say a woman was tired of taking care of a retarded 12-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. Police say Stephanie Williams was trying to murder Wesley Carter by starving him to death. He weighed 32 pounds when they found him and was so filthy, police say they had to bathe him to treat him. Harley Carnes, CBS.
Local and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Tuesday, lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I hardly know where to begin because Mark Foley's attorney is having a press conference right now with all this shocking information coming out, which I will get to in just a second before I share with you the usual, how you can reach me, Enid at kctc.com. You can call 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. 1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. My shows are archived, whiterosesociety.org. And here's the big news from AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are going to be covering the gubernatorial debate live on Saturday night, the only one that Schwartzy and Phil are going to engage in. And that, as I said, from Sacramento State, 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., the Schwartzy group picked the maximum time when they thought no one would be interested when the playoffs are going on and it's Saturday night and people can't wait to listen to Lawrence Welk or whatever they're doing on Saturday nights. And and then we will have a special edition for you of debate coverage with Scott and Sims and moi afterwards. So I don't know about you, but when I'm listening to some of these debates, sometimes I want to hurl a shoe at the TV set or at the radio. I want to talk along with the debater. I want to do all kinds of stuff like that. And you will have the opportunity to respond here, and I don't really know if there are very many other places where you would have that opportunity. So we will come to you right after. We will bring you the debate live, and then hang in there as you're on your way somewhere on Saturday night, or if you're not, check in with us because the three of us will be covering the debate for you, and we will all be talking about it. All of us will be talking about it afterward, and you can join that conversation. Well, I don't know where to begin, but Mark Foley, attorney, he's a congressman from Florida. You have to have been among the nearly comatose not to hear that he resigned, and he resigned because text messages, IMs, internet traffic between Mark Foley and these young underage pages are suddenly public. What his lawyer is saying right now is, first of all, that Mark Foley was abused by a clergyman. He was molested, that is to say, and I don't know if there's a lot of difference, molested or abused, but he was molested, so presumably sexually molested, by a clergyman. He declines to state the religion, declines to give the name of the individual, other than that will come out later. He's in rehab at the moment. You know, it's interesting. The minute these guys get caught with their pants down, or some kind of an embarrassment, they all run into rehab. It's a place where you can hide out for a month and nobody can get you. I don't know that he was an alcoholic, and what does that have to do? He's recovering. Also, his attorney, second bombshell, and I think this is probably not a bombshell to those of us who are reading the emails. And by the way, those emails are explicit. They're too graphic for Enid Live, and we don't stint on the graphic part here or the explicit part, but they are way too graphic for us. His attorney says, and Mark Foley wants you to know he is a gay man. Well, like so what? So he's coming out in this way? Did people not know he was gay? I mean, if he's interested in these young boys, presumably he's gay. Worse than being, you know, it's not about being gay. Being gay is great. That's fine. But he's using that as an excuse, isn't he? For being what? A pedophile? For being attracted to jailbait? And what? Here's what the Republicans are doing with this. The Republicans are talking about suspending the PAGE program. I mean, why don't you just, you know, suspend all these congresspeople who talk out of one side of their mouths and are doing something out of the other side? You know, on the one side, they're talking family values and moral values, and on the other side, they're doing cyber sex while important war votes are coming up coming up in session. 349-1320, 866-626-1620. And a lot of people are saying, well, this is now or never for Hastert. He's got 24 to 48 hours. The Washington Times, which is a conservative publication owned by the Moonies, is calling for his resignation. What are Republicans saying? I don't think it's over so fast. First of all, here's the story. Let me just spool backwards for a moment. We got some of this email traffic last week. It started to break last week, I think Thursday maybe. For some reason, I looked at it. I may have mentioned it in passing. I didn't do a lot with it. Oh, here's another congressman caught with his pants down. I think it didn't register. Friday, when I saw the preliminary email traffic to the Young Pages, well, it was, you know, you could explain it away. You clearly knew something was going on, but you could explain it away. But not the second set of emails that I saw were clearly graphic and very sexual in nature and highly inappropriate for a person of, first of all, Foley's age and his congressional standing with a kid. I mean, you just don't have these kind of conversations, you know, asking the kid to measure himself, you know, how much you spank yourself. I mean, it just goes on and on. Spanking the monkey conversations. I mean, give me a break. 349-1320. If anything like this happened in your workplace, if your supervisor were asking you these questions, these intimate questions, you know, can you spell sexual harassment? But these kids didn't want to say anything because many of them hope for a career in politics, and they're just kids. Who's going to take their word for it? And in fact, it turns out the leadership knew about it quite some time ago, and they did nothing because even though they're talking about how children are so important to us, it's not the truth. It's really what's gone through the thread that runs through the whole society, family values. Our kids are important to us. No, what people, their own selves, their careers, their behinds, that's what's important to them. So here you have a couple of newspapers that had, and Fox had this news. Two newspapers, I think the Miami Herald and the St. Petersburg newspaper had it, and everybody sat on it. I would not have sat on it. If I had this kind of explicit information, and on Randy's show today, they're talking about how even the Justice Department knew about it. Ashcroft knew that it was squashed somewhere early on as soon as it came up. Do you think Hastert's going to resign? At first I thought, you know, this is one of these laws of unintended consequences. You know, it starts out small. Well, you know, there's sex scandal. Well, adios, Foley. So I figured when it was adios for him, that was the end of that. No, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So now people are saying, well, Hastert's going to have to go. I'm not so sure he's going anywhere. I'm not so sure that's... I hope he goes, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen. He may tough it out. And if he does go, then who replaces him? What effect is this going to have on the election? What effect is... And here you have people like Rush Limbaugh, you know, Dr. OxyContin over there across the way, at the Walmart across the way, and he thinks it's a setup. These pages, you know, they just wanted to get him into trouble. It's the Democrats. Catherine Harris, that whack job. Catherine Harris, that whack job, she thinks it's the Democrats doing. Do we have her talking? Let's see if we can find what she had to say. There's a model of mental health, Catherine Harris. Not even the Republicans want to be seen in the same room with her. But she served the purpose. You know, she ensured a Bush victory in 2000. So when we find that, we will share it with you. But here are these Republicans. It's never the party of accountability. It's not Foley's fault. You know, he was molested. He's got a drinking problem. It's the Democrats who set him up. It's, you know, we got to suspend the PAGE program. That's the problem. The problem is that PAGE program. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. Let's head over to the phones and to Laura in Sacramento. Hi, Laura. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Laura.
So much for the party of personal responsibility.
Yes, yes, apparently.
It appears to me that it seems like this is awfully partisan. If they knew about this years ago and did nothing, one can only assume that they were waiting to see if this scandal involved a Democrat, which they would have publicized widely and loudly and often. And it's also curious that both John Ashcroft and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez have made child pornography a personal issue that both of them have followed in their respective roles as Attorney General, and yet they decide not to investigate one of their own. Very curious.
Well, you know, you remind me that that is in fact the case, especially with Alberto Gonzalez. When they wanted to change the subject, they went after the kiddie porn people.
Yep.
That's the first thing they did, and now when it... See, this reveals who they are. But this is my fear. So much has been revealed about this corrupt, dishonest, lying administration. They call themselves family values. They call themselves the party of accountability. All the things that you have pointed out. But people are, you know, is this going to be the thing that gets people outraged, or is it just outraged for the moment, and then in 5 weeks they forget about it because nobody's got an attention span?
Actually, Enid, I think it's going to be a much wider investigation, and I think that this may be just the tip of the iceberg. But personally, this is my kind of October surprise.
Oh, wait. You know, don't count these people out. Besides stealing the election, the minute there's a terrorist incident, it will wipe everything else off the front page. And don't for 1 minute think that they're not figuring out ways to orchestrate something that will wipe this story right off the front page.
Sadly, you're right.
I think so, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I thank you for the call, Laura. All right, Catherine Harris, here's what she had to say.
Media would be quite disingenuous to try to make it a partisan issue. If anything, the Republicans didn't know about these issues, and we're going to be very anxious to find out who in the media or on the other side of the aisle knew about it and kept this from the public interest because our children were at stake.
Can you believe this, that this is the media's fault and the other side of the aisle, which means it's Democrats? It's our fault that Mark Foley was coming on to underage boys, that Mark Foley's a pedophile. It must be the Democrats' fault. Of course. Why didn't I think of that? Or the media. The media and the Democrat. What, the liberal media? Well, make that the liberal media. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. This woman's IQ, I'm telling you, is lower than snake poop in a wheel rut. Michelle in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, yes, I was listening. Hi, Enid. I was listening to Scott and Sims this morning, and I can't remember which newscaster it was, but he was saying also the same thing that you've been saying, that the pages were egging Foley on, and my God, you know, they're 16 and 17 years old. They, you know, they should know better. And I'm a manager. I can't even imagine for a moment me even having those conversations with my associates, let alone an underage associate.
Oh, I mean, can you, you can't even, you're absolutely right.
Ask.
All right, I want to tell you a story. I've told it before, I'll tell it again. Pedophiles, child molesters, and people involved in, how you say, interspecies dating, all think that it's the little girl. They all say, you know, that little four-year-old was coming on to me. That's the same kind of, the pages were coming on to him.
I couldn't believe it. I was so sickened that they're even, it's just amazing to me.
It is pretty amazing. Do you think, what does this do to the conservative base? What do you think this does to moderate Republicans? What do you, well, you know, how are people, if you were looking into the tea leaves, what do you see happening here? Is Hastert going to resign? I don't think he will unless it gets so bad they got to push him off the edge.
Well, I don't know. I was watching TV last night. Bush is coming to Stockton today, and they had all these people saying, oh, we just love Bush. And I don't even know what to think about that.
Well, Bush was in town. I'm sure he's gone by now, but he was at that luncheon trying to raise money for that other man so corrupt that when he stands anywhere, a pool of oil is the residue.
Right. So I don't know. It's still going on. There's still a base out there, so I don't know what to think.
I don't either. Michelle, I thank you very much for the call. As for Bush, a lot of smart politicians don't want to be seen anywhere near him. Arnold took a powder. Arnold's not being photographed with Bush right now. But the ones who are in the hole, the ones that are corrupt, like Doolittle and Pombo, the ones who are really vulnerable. And, you know, my gut tells me that that Charlie could take this race. The more I see of his campaign materials, they are running a pretty good campaign, I would say. 349-1320, 866. 626-1320. What's going to happen here? What about the part? You know, the question that Helen Thomas asks constantly: where is the outrage? There is outrage, but is this the thing that's going to be a tipping point? And now, remember the big news story. There have been a lot of news stories. The big news story, and I'll bet Bob Woodward's not too happy about it, were all these revelations that he writes in his new book, State of Denial, which he said could have been called Crisis. He was going back and forth between the titles and settled on State of Denial. All these revelations about how George Tenet, how people made trips to Condoleezza Rice, begging her, telling her there, you know, in July of 2001, 2 months before 9/11, telling her there's all this chatter, this intelligence chatter. Tenet says in his gut he thought we would be hit. She blows him off. She says now she doesn't remember. People have gone back into the records and say that is flatly false. In fact, they did meet with her. So you would think that this was going to rock the boat, but it was only, you know, a little bit rocking the boat. But now you've got something that I think a lot of people can relate to on a gut level, and still nothing has really conspired to topple this administration substantially. Pete in Auburn, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Enid. I had called a long time ago. I'm a moderate Republican, and you just asked about how Republicans feel about this.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
And, the administration is just providing a cornucopia or a smorgasbord of reasons not to vote for him. It's just one thing after another, and your previous caller was concerned that this was going to fade over the next 5 weeks, but something else will come up.
Well, I think if some, you know, here's the way the administration can get it off the front pages, and that's if there's a terrorist, some terrorist plot, sort of what happened in Britain that gets hatched and revealed, that would wipe everything else off the front page, and so don't put it past these people. But if you're looking at the tea leaves, Pete, what do you think will happen? You think it's going to go away in 5 weeks?
Oh, absolutely not. It's just one thing after another. I mean, there's no way to that they can resurrect themselves over this.
I wouldn't think. Do you think Hastert will be forced to resign? He says he's not resigning. Washington Post has him saying, I'm not going anywhere. And the president doesn't want him to resign.
I have mixed feelings about it. He's running. He's rerunning again, right? Correct, in his home state?
I'm not sure about that, but insofar as I know, you know, he's in place.
Well, assuming that he is running, he's going to have to lose. And,
well, let's not
the Democrat running against him into office.
I'm not certain, Pete, that he is running. But assuming that he's not, let's just assume he's in place here.
Well, then he should resign.
But what, supposing he doesn't? Let's say he doesn't. Let's say they're going to tough it out. Then what?
Well, then Nancy Pelosi asked for an investigation, and assuming that the Democrats are going to gain off or gain control, he'll probably go down there.
Well, I thank you for the call. Thanks very much for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you are a conservative, a rock-hard conservative, well, let me rephrase that, conservative, Republican, what are your thoughts about this? Does this shake your faith in anything at all? I know that I have a substantial conservative Republican listenership because you guys email me all the time. So I would love to hear from you. Does this make you think twice? I really think if you're in love with your party and your candidates and your speakers and so on, you always will find a rationalization. But I would like to hear from you. 349-1320. Patricia calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Enid. Enid, as a liberal, I want the man that just called a conservative.
He described himself as a moderate.
Yes, and call up and actually, speak his mind about what's happening. That I'm not happy, meaning I hope other liberals take this point of view too, is we're not happy. This is not like a revenge thing where, we are thinking to ourselves, finally the Republicans are out of power, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. This is our government. And I feel ashamed of what our government has been doing. And so this for me is a disappointment. So I want conservatives to understand that there are liberals out there like me who find this as a very strong disappointment. I'm not cheering over here going, woohoo, Republicans are going down. There's nothing to cheer about here. This is some real serious things, whether it's dealing with the war, whether it's dealing with Katrina, whether it's dealing with, child pornography. I mean, this is really sad. We are in a very sad state. And
you're right. And you know what it is? It's a quality issue. A quality, Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Look at the quality of these people representing us. Look at who they are. Look at how, and I really resent that Foley is, he's going to hide behind several things. He was abused, just like every con in the joint. He was abused as a child by a clergyman. He's got a substance abuse problem. They'll figure out some cocktail of substances that he's been abusing. And last but not least, for the final moment, he's a gay man. Therefore, it excuses a multitude of, if I were gay and if I were a gay man, I would be insulted that he chooses this moment to come out as though it were going to be a catch-all explanation for his horrible behavior.
Well, it's also, Enid, remember Bob Ney of Ohio, you had him coming out, he was a crook, and he says, I'm going to alcohol rehab, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, what does alcohol have to do with being a crook?
Well, he has to go to crook rehab. That's what he's got to
exactly.
do. He's got to go to... It's too bad Julia Child's not alive. He's got to go to crooking school. I thank you, Patricia,
thank you.
For the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday, Not So Lucky for Mark Foley, edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, I've got all these PSAs in the room today, and one of them is a trade in your points on 1320leftchannel.com for a pair of tickets to see the U.S. versus John Lennon movie screening at Tower Theater on Tuesday, October 10th at 7:30 p.m. This is from studio that brought you Fahrenheit 9/11, and it's fascinating, they say. The Tower Theater is located at 2508 Lamb Park Drive in Sacramento. And while you're on your way there, please stay clear of some of the traffic. Southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Obviously, we have some traffic hazards going up. Northbound 99 just south of Pringle Avenue. This is very interesting. There is several boxes of donuts scattered across lane number one and in the fog line. Now, I'm not sure how that becomes a hazard. Donuts are not hazardous. Tonight, lows 55. Highs coming up tomorrow, 70. We're at 69. AM 1320, Enid Live continues.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you got all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
To the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320. And I want to remind you, this is big news for us at 1320. We're going to bring you the gubernatorial debate live. This is Schwartzy and Phil, 6 o'clock, Sac State, Saturday night. And we, the three of us, Andy, Sims, Scott Forrington, and me. So if you're a fan of Scott and Sims, Morning Retort, all three of us are going to be taking your calls, talking to you, discussing the debate, doing a show afterward. So the debate is scheduled to be over about 7 o'clock if everything goes as planned. And so we will come to you live. And the plan is that some of us will be there, some of us will be here, I think. We'll see what happens. But you'll be able to talk to all of us if all goes well. And we'll be able to weigh in on who you think won, who lost, whose clothes were tacky, who looked cute, who looked confident, who didn't, you know, who was arrogant, whose makeup and hair matched perfectly. Do you notice when Arnold's hair, even his hair is tall? It's everything. His hair is up. You know, it's like he's got big hair. Did you notice that part? And he doesn't want to be seen anywhere near Dickie, who has been in town. I think Dickie's probably hightailed it out. I want to talk about that, but I have. If you are just joining us, you've missed a bombshell press conference held by former Congressman Mark Foley's attorney. In that press conference, the attorney reveals that, number one, Mark Foley was molested, so presumably sexually molested, by a clergyman whom he was going to name, but was advised by counsel not to name until we get further down the line. And this happened, I don't know, somewhere in his middle teens, I believe. that he has a substance abuse problem. And so that's why he, like Bob Ney, Mel Gibson, and everybody else have hightailed it into rehab. You know, for what ails Mark Foley, 30 days of rehab is not going to begin to address it. And, oh, and by the way, Mark Foley wants you to know that he is a gay man. Now, somewhere I saw some kind of coverage that he's got a family, a wife, and at least a wife or some sort of a family. So I'm not sure of the details, but I wonder if that's the case. Were they aware of it? Now, I could be wrong about that, but I remember him saying something about his family. Now, maybe he meant his larger family. 349-1320-866-620-6120. Resign, Mr. Speaker, shouts the Washington Times, a very conservative newspaper run by the founder of the Moonies. It's run by the Moonies. The facts of the disgrace of Mark Foley, who was a Republican member of the House from Florida District until he resigned last week, constitute a disgrace for every Republican member of Congress. Now, it is being bruited about that he isn't the only guy who has indulged in inappropriate behavior. The Republicans are spinning it. Catherine Harris, for example, that monumental ambulatory whack job, is spinning it as, you know, this is the doings of Democrats and the media. Another Republican stepped up to the plate to say, you know, we're thinking about suspending the PAGE program. Oh, so it's the fault of the PAGE program. Guys like Limbaugh, who just constructed out of their extremely large rectal area, he's saying that he thinks these kids made it up, that they, that this was a setup. He's thinking this was a setup. Now, these emails apparently are about 3 years old. And there was, and we're hearing that there was, that they came to the attention of Ashcroft and Gonzalez, and both of them had done nothing. They quashed any kind of an investigation. Remember now, Gonzalez has gone after kiddie porn, the kiddie porn people, in a big way. You know, in a time of terrorism, they're really big. Ashcroft was going after medical marijuana gardens, particularly. And Gonzalez was changing the subject by going after kiddie porn. But when the institution is threatened, and when their livelihoods are threatened, and when the possibility that they could be toppled is threatened, you know, all of this is just marketing. That really is what these people are about. We are living in the age of marketing, and they have a very gullible base. The gullible base are these religious fundamentalists, the conservative, the religious wrong, I like to call them, as opposed to the religious right. People who believe that the people they have elected actually mean what they have said to get elected. I bring this to your attention because there's a huge disconnect with Arnold, for example. Arnold is telling you everything you want to hear. His makeup, his hair, it's all perfect. He's wearing those big, tall cowboy boots. He's sitting tall in the saddle. He's not getting anywhere near Dickie. You got to be pretty desperate to be seen in the same photo with Dickie or at the same luncheon event with Dickie. Because Dickie's approval ratings are pretty, you know, hovering not much more, maybe in the 40s, low 40, 40. 40% are his approval ratings. But people aren't looking at Arnold. They like him. They find him likable. And they're not seeing that what he is doing is a very slick version of the kind of marketing that has been slick and has been successful coming out of Washington and is now beginning to unravel. 349-1320-866-620-6120. However, we have about 5 weeks to go before the election. Is anybody going to remember this? Bob in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Enid. I had to wait till you got done talking. I always interrupt you. I like to talk, too. I just wanted to say I got a friend of mine who has access to a blob poll overnight and all these close races right after the Foley resignation. There's like a 3% jump in the Democrats. All the ones you read that are being contested are all now being led by Democrats. Even Lincoln Chafee's losing to the Democrat in Rhode Island. He's one of my favorite Republicans. Olympia Snow's in trouble in Maine. And she's one of my favorite, you know, Republican women. So I just got to say, have faith. I don't think people are going to forget on this. And pedophilia, and you throw it in with that Amish massacre yesterday. I mean, you know, it's similar, all that kind of stuff. Getting people just sort of pissed off at the party of values that really has no values. Their value is get reelected and put down anybody that disagrees.
The value, you're right, is getting reelected and how much can I make for myself? How much can I, you know, bring in for myself?
Financially, yes.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted to tell you, I talked to you before, but I went out and put up about 150 signs. As a public person to exercising my First Amendment rights. And I went up and put down no more Doolittle, no went to both Doolittle and then no more bribery, blah, blah, up in Passville. And I had a lot of people who were coming out of bars. I thought, I may have trouble. I'm in Republican country up here. I had no trouble. I had a lot of people saying, hey, good for you and all this stuff. And I even went into a karaoke bar and sang the song War by Edwin Starr. And I had two pretty women come up behind me and help me sing it. So,
Bob, good old
Jimmy Doolittle.
You know, you
John
thought
Doolittle
you
may be ready to retire. I hope
you
so.
Thought you were recruiting for Charlie, but another kind of recruitment was in progress.
You know, I'm a real strong believer in the Karl Rove tactics of running elections. You know, you don't have to prove your guy's so good; just prove the other guy's terrible. And Doolittle taking that bribe money and putting his wife in charge of the company that so-called charity, you know, she's probably pulling down 50, 80 a year on that. You know, that's a nice...
Oh, she's... No, more than that. She's making about 150, I think 160 was one of the...
She's going to use it up then, so... But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, I felt sort of alarmedly surprised. It was my October surprise, or late September surprise.
Well, late September, but do not count your surprises before they hatch, Bob. We'll see what happens.
I just have a feeling that there's a tsunami building here, and
I hope you're right.
Surprised, the guys that are 10% behind, maybe a dog.
But there's a big piece in Rolling Stone. I thank you very much, Bob, for the call. There's a big piece in Rolling Stone by RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Could the 2006 election be stolen? Well, we'll talk about that because it's pretty eye-opening. I just got this email from John Poswell, who is an attorney and an author. He is the one who requested under the Freedom of Information Act Doolittle's selective service records, you know, when he cut and ran. And here is John Poswell asking, I wonder if John Doolittle is mentioning today his boast on his website that he is in the House Republican leadership and is the number 6 Republican in the House as Secretary of the Republican Conference and, quote, one of the few Republican House whips, the latter position he obtained under another disgraced Speaker Tom DeLay. Again, we see John Poswell writes, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa Webb.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, I'll tell you what, 43% humidity and a nice dew point is going to make a beautiful night. A little chilly sweater weather, but definitely time to ride a bike or take a stroll. It really is pretty. Tomorrow, high 70. We are at 69 here. We've got a pedestrian wandering aimlessly. It's funny how it's right by the donut scene. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Marconi Avenue. Watt Avenue just south of Auburn. We have a 3-car crash and let's see what else do I got. That's just about it. Our roads are looking pretty good here at 3:40 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How's it?
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters.
Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
It's good for the environment.
It's good for the
environment. No air pollution. No.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. And I just want to remind you, in the middle of all these breaking stories that we have, these Amish shootings, have you noticed all these shootings all have to do with these men taking it out on little girls? Isn't that amazing to you? These cowardly men who have to go in with guns blazing, quite literally. And who are they attacking? Not boys, not adults, not anybody who could defend themselves, but little girls, young girls, in situations where there is no out. In other words, they take over a classroom where there's no other exit, there's no escape, there's no nothing. These men beating up on young, it's open season apparently, on young, helpless girls in settings where they cannot protect themselves. And you cannot. I grew up in country not far from Amish country. If you go to places in Indiana, Shipshawana, places like that, you will see lots. You have to be careful when you're driving because the buggies, the horse-driven buggies are out on the road. And when you pass by their homes, there are no electrical connections to the homes, no power lines to the homes. I think you see a propane tank usually, as I recall. They live a very different life. And if you look in their faces, there's a kind of serenity. That's what I was seeing. Lots of serenity and an intelligence, the kind of thing you see in somebody's face. So these little girls were just pigeons. They were just sitting ducks. I don't even know if there was another exit out of that little, you know, in the footage I saw, that little schoolhouse where they were, where it got all, rid of all the boys and any adults who might have been present. And it was just those girls, and he just mowed them down. I mean, there was no... The ferocity of it, the one-sidedness of it is just rips your heart open. So we're seeing those kinds of stories, and what it is, I think people who feel powerless, who feel powerless, who are dealing with internal demons, trying to squash, kill their demons by killing somebody outside themselves and then taking their own lives. We're seeing this over and over again. And then we're seeing another kind of power where you have somebody, a Foley stature. I mean, this is so inappropriate. He had cyber sex in the House chambers. Others were preparing for a war funding vote. Can you believe that? Congressman Mark Foley was engaging in internet sex, which I don't exactly know what that consists of. One-handed typing in the House, I'm not sure, a little sticky on the keyboard, with a high school student in the House chambers that prepared to vote for an emergency wartime supplemental appropriations bill. This is according to a report filed by ABC. Then it turns out that Fox had the Foley emails. You know, fair and balanced, we distort, you decide. Fox News had, and so did, I think the Miami Herald did, and so did the St. Petersburg, Florida newspaper. They all had this stuff, and everybody sat on it. I think this is interesting. Had I had this stuff, believe me, I wouldn't have sat on it, but they all sat on it. Fox News had copies of emails written by Congressman, former Congressman Mark Foley, Republican Florida, to a Louisiana boy, but chose not to run the story, according to an Associated Press report. The FBI, and here's the relevant information, the FBI had begun an inquiry into Foley's computer contact with pages, and Denny Hastert wrote a letter to Florida Governor Jeb Bush asking for an investigation into whether state laws were broken. Meanwhile, Florida newspapers, and by the way, don't forget, Foley was in charge of the committee to juice it up even more. He is in charge of the committee that's supposed to protect kids. So meanwhile, Florida newspapers, who were leaked copies of the email with the Louisiana boy last year, defended their decision not to run stories. Both the St. Petersburg Times and the Miami Herald were given copies of the email, as were other news organizations, including Fox News. I'd like to know what other news organizations. ABC went with it, but Fox didn't. The Miami Herald didn't, which is a pretty good paper. And you know what? It's a Knight Ridder paper. I don't know if it's among the ones McClatchy continues to hold, or whether they sold it when they were selling out a bunch of papers. A bunch of papers. Our decision at the time was that because the language was not sexually explicit and was subject to interpretation from innocuous to sick, as the page characterized it, they decided to be cautious. This is, said the executive editor of the Miami Herald, given the potentially devastating impact that a false suggestion of pedophilia could have on anyone, not to mention a congressman known to be gay, and lacking any corroborating information, we chose not to do a story. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Larry and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Larry.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I am, welcome.
Oh, thanks. Hey, listen, I just heard somebody say a while ago that his lawyer, Foley's lawyer, is announcing that he was molested by an unidentified clergyman.
Yes, yes, we have been reporting that.
Yeah, and it just seems to me that the whole focus of that, therefore, is to perpetuate this myth that homosexuals are recruited, because that's going to come next.
Well, it's worse than that. It isn't only that he was first, you know, he's got every, remember that skit on Saturday Night Live when the shark comes to the door and he says, flowers, candy, land shark. You know, it's a one excuse after another, substance abuse. Then it's molested by clergy when I was a teenager. Then it was, I am a gay man. I mean, all of these are really, there are many gay men who are not pedophiles. There are people who have been molested who do not go around molesting other people.
Well, gay people are no different than anybody else. I mean, I'd have one as a babysitter just as soon as I wouldn't. You know, what's the difference?
All right. So your point is, just because you're gay is not an excuse for really hideous behavior.
Not at all.
Of course.
Not at all.
Of course, I agree with you, and I agree with you in those strong terms. But for him to haul that out, he says, and he wants everybody to know he's a gay man. So he's now coming out officially. I don't know to what extent he was out, but he's now coming out officially as though that were the excuse. It's not an excuse, and it maligns everybody who's gay.
Yeah, it does.
I agree with you. All right, Larry, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We have a couple of lines open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic. Graphic traffic. Well, which is what Foley was engaged in, apparently.
Well,
graphic traffic and weather from the left with Lisa West.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that, because my three-car crash over by Fruit Ridge Road is all 17-year-olds. I'm not sure if their pages, though. I don't think so. Anyway, we do have lows tonight right around 50. Highs coming up tomorrow, 70, 69. And Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Brought to you by...
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I guess you're only 17 again, huh? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320. We are going to be covering the gubernatorial debate live on Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and then we're going to be talking afterward, and that we is Scott and Sims and moi, all of us. Some of us will be there, some of us will be here, and you will be able to participate in the conversation. And I don't know any other radio station is doing it. Maybe another one is, but certainly we are delighted to bring this to you because I know it's a Saturday night, and a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, it's positioned so that almost nobody is going to listen or watch, but I think a lot of you are going to be interested, and I can't think of any better form of theater than those two going at it. I think it'll be really interesting to see. Jen and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Enid. Just 2 points. One, I'm wondering if the alcohol distributors, you know, that put the labels on the bottle have to put a disclaimer that it could cause pedophilia if you become an alcoholic. You know? I'm drink now. I mean, I've got kids in the house. I'm just wondering if that's an issue. Jeez, I can't believe these people. There's no end in sight for them. They're nuts.
And they're nuts, and they think they think that nobody can see through them.
Oh, exactly. And then another point is
maybe his roommate will be Mel Gibson, or who else was in? Robin Williams was in. Bob Ney. He and Bob Ney, they can be roommates.
Oh, I think that they make a perfect couple. Really.
Really.
You know. And then the other thing is, because they knew about this long ago, instead, it's not only did they not do anything about the existing kids, but clearly they had no plans on getting him out of position to where he could, you know, they could avoid any future attempts at his sickness with
them. Oh, no, they were going to keep this quiet, and he was going to be a loyal soldier to the Republican Party, and they were not going to threaten the power base or the power balance and the institution and all that lip service about protecting our children. And Foley, the irony of him heading up a committee that's supposed to protect children.
Oh, exactly.
And they passed laws that could possibly be the laws that halt poor Foley off to the pokey.
Right.
We'll see.
Now, you know, clearly he exploited children. So now how many missing children are he responsible for? I mean, come on.
Well, I like your line about alcohol could cause pedophilia. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
349-1320, Marsha in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marsha.
Oh, hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you. So I've been listening to this a little bit. I'm driving around in my car myself.
AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
New revelations about ex-Congressman Mark Foley.
Between the ages of 13 and 15, he was molested by a clergyman.
The Amish schoolhouse attacker was grieving for an infant daughter.
Roberts was very upset and troubled by the loss of Elise. According to his wife, it affected him greatly.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Within the past hour, a lawyer for former Florida Congressman Mark Foley told reporters in West Palm Beach that Foley, who was raised Roman Catholic, had been a victim of clergy sexual abuse in his youth. As for the investigation of Foley's suggestive computer messages to congressional pages, attorney David Roth promised there will be no cover-up.
Mark has absolutely agreed not to do anything with any computer, not to delete any messages, not to obliterate or attempt to obliterate any IM's emails.
Roth also said he was authorized to confirm a rumor.
Finally, Mark Foley wants you to know that he is a gay man.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the latest on Capitol Hill.
Democrats started talk of a cover-up, but now it's conservatives up in arms, and that is a much bigger problem for the Republican leaders in Congress. A consortium of powerful conservative groups is demanding the whole truth about who knew about Foley's misconduct, and David Bossie of Citizens United is going farther. He wants House Speaker Dennis Hastert to resign to avoid further political damage.
And I hope that Denny Hastert
does not cause us to lose the majority in either house.
Hastert rejected resignation out of hand, but there is intense turmoil in the Republican ranks and fear about what this does 5 weeks before an election. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
For the first time today, President Bush spoke publicly about the scandal, saying he's shocked and dismayed. Mr. Bush gave Speaker Hastert a vote of confidence. Now this.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland Shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory-trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event ends soon.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland Shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
Charles Roberts, the gunman who committed suicide after killing five girls at an Amish schoolhouse in Pennsylvania, was a tormented man. State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says the 32-year-old father was deeply affected by the death of his infant daughter, Elise, 9 years ago.
Roberts was angry with God for taking Elise, as outlined in his suicide note, stating that it had changed his life forever. And he was not the same since it happened.
CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts reports Roberts also had a terrible secret.
In this suicide note to his wife, mass murderer Charles Roberts confessed that he was a child molester, abusing two female relatives 20 years ago, and he wrote, "The urges had returned. I am filled with so much hate, hate towards myself," he said, "hate towards God, and unimaginable emptiness."
Investigators believe the victims of Roberts' sexual abuse were between 3 and 5 years old at the time. They say he'd been planning his attack at the school for nearly a week. Four of the wounded Amish girls remain in critical condition. It's been a long climb back for the Dow. At the close today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had reached a new all-time high, 11,727. That surpasses the pre-9/11 record set in January 2000. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christopher says everything finally fell into place.
We have the perfect environment right now for a bullish stock market. We've got low interest rates, benign inflation, and falling oil prices. All of these things mixed together help consumer confidence and gives investors a reason to buy, especially given the softening real estate market. Many people are now deciding to rotate money out of real estate and put it back into the stock market.
Today, oil dropped more than $2 to $58.68 a barrel. The market still has a long way to go. Analyst Marilyn Cohen of Envision Capital Management says the Dow, after all, is just 30 stocks.
When you take a look at the S&P 500 and of course, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, we're way off from those highs.
The NASDAQ is less than half of what it was before 9/11. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
4:05, 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day or a million. However many people you can tell, that would be a really good thing because we are still getting traction. And I know we have poster boards up, but I must live a really restricted life because I have not seen one. I hear they're sprouting all over the place, and maybe I'm not driving the right routes, or maybe I'm not paying enough attention. But if you have seen where our poster boards are, let me know so that I can start looking around and seeing them too. One particular ride, I was really trying to pay attention, and I just never saw it. So, I want to give you the numbers, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. All calls to Enid Live are always toll-free. It doesn't matter where you're calling from, whether you're way far away or whether you're close by. It doesn't cost you anything to weigh in on the issues. And I want to encourage you, if you've never called a talk radio show before, I'd love to hear your opinions. There are lots of things to be talking about today, among them Foley, Doolittle, Dickie's been in town. I mean, there's the arena. I mean, lots and lots. I want to also let you know that we are going to be covering the gubernatorial debate live on Saturday night. So, and talking about it afterwards. And the we are Scott and Sims and me. So if you are a Morning Retort listener or if you're not, it'll be a good way to be introduced to, and by the same token, some of you might, people might be morning listeners and for some reason don't listen to Enid Live, and it's a way for all of us to talk and to talk about how the debate went, who said what, who looked like what was the behind the scenes buzz that was going on, what was going on outside of camera range or microphone range. So all that juicy stuff, and as I say, you'll be able to weigh in afterwards. So the debate is scheduled for about 6 to 7 o'clock. If everything goes off as planned, from Sac State on Saturday night, the night they hope you will spend the least amount of time, that you're least likely to be interested in a debate because the playoffs are going on, it's a Saturday night, it's all, you know, everything that goes on with a Saturday night, all of that is happening. But it's the only debate they are going to do. So you're going to have media from all over the country there, I'm sure, because Arnold, the race here is interesting because it's the only race where a Republican who has distanced himself from Dickey is doing anything at all. And, you know, when you read the news stories, Arnold is leading by double digits. He is, anywhere from 10 to 17 points. So let's see if Phil can pull it out. I have some Phil news, I have some Arnold news, and we will get there. If you were just joining, so write it down on your calendar. Make it must-listen radio for Saturday night, because I think you're not used to finding us on a Saturday night. We are not used to being there on a Saturday night. We're not used to having a gubernatorial debate, and this is going to be the only one. So make it a point to spend it with us, and then we can all talk about it later. If you're going out to dinner, if you're doing something Saturday night, we can talk as you're en route to wherever you're going, because through the miracle of radios in your car and cell phones and so on, we can continue to discuss whatever unspools, and we hope that it gets juicy. But you know, they'll be so bland and so buttoned up, but that'll be a story too if that's what happens. We're talking about the Foley issue. We're talking about the press conference that was just held by Foley's attorney, in which the attorney said Foley was sexually molested, or was molested, I didn't say sexually, but the presumption is sexually molested, as a in his middle teens, it sounds like, that he has a substance abuse problem, and that he is a gay, he's officially come out as a gay man. We have some breaking news. Lisa West, what's going on?
Yes, thank you. A gentleman called me just now, 50 westbound. The traffic is completely stopped. Everyone's been pushed over. Why? Because the president just went by. Wanted to let you know that. Ken's like, oh, I can't believe the traffic is stopped at 50 westbound, just so you know.
Wow. And they were going to helicopter him in. Well, yes, well, okay. And he can't get out of town fast enough for my money. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Thank you very much for that story. Let's go to the phones. Kira in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kira.
Hi, just wanted to let you know that I know where one of the bulletin boards are.
Our poster boards are like our billboards? Where?
Yeah, when you're coming from the east on 50 and when you're getting off the 16th Street exit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a big one, and then I saw another one yesterday over by the...
Is that over, like, around... No, I'm thinking of something else. Okay, see, it's a route I don't typically travel. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you were going to Tower Records or the film studio...
Well, I do go to Tower Records. I like to go over there. 16th and Broadway?
Yeah, so then it's just on the north side of the freeway.
Oh, okay.
On 16th going north, you'll see it on your left.
Okay.
Oh. I saw another one last night over by, I don't shop at Walmart, but by Elliott's Natural Foods, that neighborhood. And it says, we know you're listening because the NSA told us.
Yes, isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. And Elliott's Natural Foods, I think, is one of our advertisers, as a matter of fact.
Great.
Oh, thank you for that report, Kara. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, if you've seen any of our poster boards around. I want to share this with you as Dickie hightails it out of town and not a moment too soon. And I have Doolittle information, and where do I start? So let's add to the conversation. If you're just joining us, we've been talking Mark Foley, and we will continue to talk Mark Foley because the Republicans are. Catherine Harris says it's the fault of the Democrats and of the media. Dennis Hastert says he's not going to resign despite calls for his resignation from both conservatives and a conservative publication that carries quite a lot of weight, like the Washington Times, which is owned by the Moonies. They're talking about suspending the Page program. I mean, this is just remarkable. So here's Foley. The devil made him do it. He was molested by a priest or a clergyman. He's not saying a priest, but it is reported that he grew up as a Roman Catholic. He's saying he's coming out officially as a gay man, and he says that he has a substance abuse problem. 349-1320, you want to talk about the party of accepting responsibility? A Denver man filed a lawsuit today against a member of the Secret Service. Well, listen to this. Beaver Creek is a kind of nice resort, ski resort, near Denver. And Dick Cheney was in Beaver Creek over the summer. And as this man, who his name is Steve Howards, was walking his 7-year-old son to a piano practice, he happened to see Cheney right there, surrounded by a group of people in an outdoor mall area. Cheney was shaking hands and posing for pictures with several people. So this man, Steve Howards, who was walking his 7-year-old to piano practice, walked to about 2 to 3 feet from where Cheney was standing, and he said to the vice president, the vice Dick, he said, "I think your policies in Iraq are reprehensible," or words to that effect, and he walked on. So, got the picture? Cheney's in the upper class area of Beaver Creek. He's in the, mall area, shaking hands, getting pictures taken. Here's a guy walking his 7-year-old son to piano practice. And he gets within 2 to 3 feet, and he says to Cheney, "I think your policies in Iraq are reprehensible." 10 minutes later, according to a lawsuit that this man, Steve Howards, filed, he and his son were walking back through the same area when they were approached by a Secret Service agent who asked Howards if he had, quote, assaulted the vice president. Howards denied doing so, but was nonetheless placed in handcuffs and taken to the Eagle County Jail. The lawsuit states that the Secret Service agent instructed that Howards should be issued a summons for harassment, but that on July 6th, the Eagle County DA's office dismissed all charges against Howards. I think Eagle County was where Kobe Bryant was in trouble, where that took place. The lawsuit filed today alleges that Howards was arrested in retaliation for having exercised his First Amendment right of free speech, and that his arrest violated his Fourth Amendment protection against unlawful seizure. What do you make of that? What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bill in Shingle Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid 1320. Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Welcome.
Is this Enid?
Yes.
Hi. I was at the rally today in El Dorado Hills.
Yes.
And there were lots of people there. It was good to see so many mountain folks out to protest Bush.
Was this the rally that Charlie Brown's people said don't go there, don't have a rally because they thought it would reflect poorly on Charlie?
No, I heard that they didn't want a lot of Charlie Brown stuff out there.
Oh, okay.
But this primarily an anti-Bush thing. There were some Charlie Brown, a few dumped their little signs, but not many, and a few red hands, only a few.
Okay.
But what struck me was, we waited since about 9:30, and when Bush came, there were about 5 or 6 helicopters in the sky bringing him down. There were sheriffs, police force from all over the county, from Amador County, from everywhere. There were so many cops there, it was unbelievable, and a lot of special gray-colored vans, and the police were in special uniforms. And I asked him, I said, "I haven't seen this uniform before. When I heard this stuff," he says, "Oh, it's for special high security situations." And so in other words, the impression I had was there was tons of money involved in Bush's appearance at Doolittle's fundraiser. And, you know, here's, obviously the president needs to be protected, but this is a
Did you see the open caravan with weapons pointed out at the crowd? Because that's what we saw when Bush was here. What was he? It was a part of a small firm that was manufacturing some kind of green stuff, and he was here on behalf. I was there, and I saw the most amazing entourage, exactly what you're describing. Police from a million different jurisdictions. I don't know if I saw special uniforms or would have known the difference, but they were there, and there was this cavalcade. There was this whole line of like Chevy Suburbans, all kinds of vehicles, one with open doors, and guys in camo with drawn weapons pointing it out at the crowd, if you can believe that.
Yeah. They were all over the place. In fact, after Bush's limo passed, there were about, I don't know, 10 or 12 vans that passed behind him. And it, and that doesn't, you know, there are a lot of...
Were there two limos? Because they often have a decoy limo, so you don't know...
Yeah, they had two limos.
Yeah, that you don't know which one he's in.
He was in the second one, I think, because he was, I could see somebody waving from inside.
Well, that, you know, that might have been the decoy.
It might have been.
It might have been the fake president. Not that there's exactly a real one.
Yeah.
Which fake of the two fakes was it, do you think? Hard to know. Well, thank you for that description. Anything else?
I wanted to make a comment about this, though. What struck me is the money there. This is purely a political act. He's going in to raise money for Doolittle. Why should taxpayers pay for that? It should be the Republican Party or somebody else.
Well, for all you know, that's a possibility. I don't know, unless they piggybacked it onto something that he would do as a president, and then this is a side trip. I really don't know. If it's political, the party is supposed to pay for it.
It's strictly a fundraiser for Doolittle.
Well, he was in town the night before to raise money for Pombo, another miscreant. They're both fundraisers, he may have been at some other places as well. But that's a great question to ask, Bill, and I thank you for asking it. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Elaine and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Elaine.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
My daughter works for the Charlie Brown campaign.
Yes.
And they had a poll about a week ago which shows Doolittle and him in a statistical dead heat. And I guess another one's going to be coming out here pretty soon where it shows Charlie Brown ahead.
Really? And, do you know that? Oh, my goodness.
And she also said that, you know, she makes phone calls, you know, calls to people. Well, she was... Yeah, so call independents, right? So she calls independents, and she says the majority, three-quarters of them, are voting for Charlie Brown. They're just sick of Doolittle. And she even had a couple Republicans come in there asking for signs. I mean, it's really cool.
It's very cool. It's very exciting. And I think Charlie has a really great shot at this. But you have a very, very heavily gerrymandered Republican district that stretches all the way to Oregon and those little tiny hamlets and the way to Nevada. And here in Roseville or in Placer County, you have a lot of people who have come in, refugees from the Bay Area, who are moderating. I hope that what your daughter is seeing is representative of some of those tinier places. But gosh, really, the polling is going to show that Charlie's ahead.
Well, that's what she says, and you know, too. I live in Rockland, and you know, there are quite a few Charlie Brown signs. I mean, you have your token giant signs that Doolittle people have put up, but in yard, as far as yard signs. It's like, you know, 3-1 for Charlie Brown when you see them. So it's pretty cool. And Rockland's really conservative, so,
ooh.
You know.
Ooh, this is so juicy. Thank you, Elaine, for this update. Okay. I appreciate it. I got some campaign literature from Charlie. It is very well done. And notice, nowhere does it say he's a Democrat. Not anywhere does it say that he's a Democrat. It just says who he is. It doesn't say one. I don't see one thing about being a Democrat. And, you know, He shouldn't. He's got to do what he's got to do to get elected, and we all know what he is. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid, you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I heard a rumor about...
Keep it up. That's what they say to Bob Dole when he's on Viagra. Keep it up, Bob. Yes. What's on your mind, Bob? Mike?
But I just picked my wife up. We're headed to the Charlie Brown event tonight in Loomis. It starts at 5:30. And I guess Charlie will be speaking around 6:30.
All right, Charlie and Loomis at 5:30. Cost $20 to get in, beans and franks. But if you don't have the $20, they'll let you in anyway.
Right. But now let me tell you about the rumor I heard about John Doolittle today.
Oh,
I heard, and I know you have the resources to check it out, that he is the real father of Anna Nicole's baby.
Is he really?
That's what I heard.
You know, I'll tell you why I might doubt that rumor.
Oh.
Well, I don't think that without the aid of Viagra, he is functional. I don't think it could happen. You know, before Viagra, he had to probably use a winch and a pulley. It wasn't happening. And they could, you know, even when Anna Nicole, before even she went into rehab, you know, she had a subsequent engagement. But I like the idea.
Okay, sorry.
In theory. Thank you, Mike. But it's so, you know, just the idea of Doolittle, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I just, you know, you could... Don't think these thoughts on a full stomach. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Mike in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, do you remember when we had a real president who was so loved that he could walk right into a crowd of people who weren't even his hand-picked screen brown shirts? And they loved him so much that they just reach out their hands and shake his hand instead of having a fake president who's so widely hated that he has to travel in a military convoy everywhere he goes for fear that somebody might hurt him. You know, and it just makes me...
You mean might do unto him as he has done unto us?
Pardon me?
That someone might do unto him as he has done unto us?
Well, I suppose so. I shudder to think that anyone would, but I just wanted to say that I remember back when we had a president that was loved and that was real president.
Who are you referring to? Because once you had the Kennedy assassination, it all changed.
I'm referring to Bill Clinton.
Did Bill Clinton wade into crowds a lot? Sometimes
Absolutely.
He did, I guess.
Sometimes Bill would even
take a detour
and go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's where he waded into. He waded into McDonald's, and he waded into Jennifer Flowers, too.
That's right.
As a matter of fact.
His crowds weren't screened, and he would go right by, you know, and wave to people, and he didn't have, like, a security bubble like this one does.
Well, I'm sure he did have a security bubble because they insist on it. But this one is in a bubble. If you read or if you listen to the reports about Bob Woodward's new book, this is a guy who lives in the bubble. He is so – if you notice, whenever there's a big story, they always have to go find him. He's bicycling. He's, you know, he's playing online poker. Who knows what he – video poker. Who knows what he's doing? But he's not thinking about the details of the job, I don't think.
Well, not a security bubble that would make the Gestapo blush like we've got now with this president.
Well, Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, Cindy in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to tell you the sign. There's a billboard on Roseville Road and Watt Avenue.
Where's Roseville Road and Watt Avenue? I'm trying to...
Right by McClellan, used to be McClellan Air Force Base.
Okay, McClellan, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let you know, it's been there for probably close to a week.
Well, everybody's saying that when they start to sprout, they're going to start looking, sprouting like dandelions. And for some reason, they haven't...
Oh, well, this one hasn't been.
They haven't sprouted within my field of vision, but maybe I'm just not paying enough attention. I have to vary my routes.
Yeah, change your route and go down Roseville Road.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, Enid.
Thank you very much, Cindy. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, 50 westbound's got the president on it. That's great. I mean, we just had another phone call, too. I guess they really did stop down traffic. Two limousines, I believe one of the Escalades, the huge truck-looking limousines, they think that that's the one that the president was in. So happy day, Enid says. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Adios, mother whatever. Okay, so, and then back to the poster boards, or as we like to call them, billboards. There are, and you can check them out, southbound 99, just past Fruit Ridge Road. There's a three-car crash. Look right above, but please don't get in the crash. You'll see one of our billboards. Coming back northbound.
Maybe that's why they got in the crash. Okay, well then,
might have been a conservative Republican who got sort of apoplectic when he saw that billboard.
You know, unfortunately, I can't comment on that.
No.
Eat It Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Eat It, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320. The morning retort.
We're not mad at Bush because he's Republican. We're mad at him because he's screwing up our country, which we love.
It's not even just about Bush. It's the cronyism. It's all the people that he surrounds himself with, the top on down, criminal organization, including Pombo and Stockton and Doolittle for the 4th District.
You know, the fact that he's here to represent two congressmen under investigation for criminal activity.
There you go.
What else do you need to know?
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is for Lee Newman and Ronnie.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 429 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, Monday through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you're supposed to tell 3 to 5 people every day that we're here. It's your homework assignment. And I want to remind you, we're going to carry the debate live, the gubernatorial debate, on Saturday night, starting at about 6 o'clock, which is when it's scheduled to begin. And we will all be available afterward. We're going to have a special edition of AM 1320 coverage following the debate, and The three of us will be there, really. Some of us will be at the debate site. Others of us will be here in the studio, and we will be talking together and taking your calls. So that would be Scott and Sims and me. And that is, excuse me, on this Saturday night when you're not expecting to find us here on AM 1320 and when there's only going to be the one gubernatorial debate. Also, I'm going to be tomorrow at the State Workers' Day. It is from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the State Capitol West Lawn. And I will be there probably between 11 and 12, because otherwise then I have to come back and prepare for the show. But I plan to be there, barring any kind of presidential limousine that gets in the way, a presidential convoy. I plan to be there. Charlie and I are going to go down there about 11. We'll be there by about 11 o'clock when it opens, and I'll be there till about noon tomorrow. So hope to see you. And this is at the State Capitol West Lawn. This is tomorrow. This is in honor of State Workers' Day. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about Mark Foley, who through his attorney has admitted that he's officially gay. He's admitted that he has a substance abuse problem. We don't know what substance he's abusing. Perhaps honesty and truth would be a couple of places to start. And also that he was molested by a clergyman when he was, I think, in his middle teens, when he was younger, when he was a child. 349-1320. We're talking about Doolittle, who is one of the few politicians who wants to be photographed with Dickey, and you know you're in trouble when you got to bring Dickey in to bring in the money. But one of you called working on the Charlie Brown campaign saying that the polling that has already happened on Charlie's behalf indicated a statistical dead heat. The previous polling, allegedly the new polling coming out showing Charlie in the lead. I really hope that's true. I have to say that his campaign literature is wonderful. It's really good. It's very well done. And nowhere on it does it say that he is a Democrat. And on Doolittle's campaign materials, he doesn't say what he has done. Here's what he's got on his, if you haven't seen his material. He's got a picture of Sean Penn. He's got a picture of Cindy Sheehan. And then he's got a picture of Charlie Brown with them, or, you know, separately, but, you know, putting them all in the same frame really together. And the headline is Cut and Run. Democrat Charlie Brown stands with anti-war militants like Sean Penn, Cindy Sheehan, and others. In other words, he's trying to impeach Charlie by association. And here's a picture supporting our troops, and here's Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, who couldn't wait to run away from any kind going to Vietnam. He had run out of two student deferments. He was ordered to appear to take his physical, an induction physical at Oakland, and he never showed up, which would have made him 1A. A few weeks later, somehow he wangled a divinity, deferment generally reserved for divinity students, or clergy, and hightailed it to Argentina. So you talk about cut and run. That's Deep Doo Doo Doolittle. He cut and he run. And he run. He run far, far, far away. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Doug in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to go back to the Foley thing real quick. And
yeah.
I got two quick points for you on this one. If it was you or me or any other normal person here that was accused of this and had emails and all that, do you think we would have been able to check into some rehab instead of being arrested?
Well, I'll tell you what, if this happened in your workplace, you wouldn't be arrested, but you would be out of a job. You'd be hauled right off to the unemployment pokey is where you'd go.
And then the other point is, what do you think the outroar would be if this guy had been a Democrat?
Oh, look at, you know, consensual sex. Bill Clinton, consensual sex, and he was impeached over it.
Right.
I mean, I can't even imagine the firestorm that
and
would happen. And but you've got
that the Republicans would be expressing would just be, you know, over the top.
Over the top, and they are so organized in a way that the Democrats are not.
Yeah.
That they and they have talk radio in their hands, in the palm of their hands. The talk radio, as I've said about a million times, remains 99.9% conservative. And this is how they pound their message out. So the chief pounder is Dr. OxyContin across the way. And he's saying, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this weren't a setup. You know, these pages, just like pedophiles always say, oh, that little 4-year-old came on to me. That 3-year-old was coming on to me. I mean, can you believe that?
They're real good at making excuses.
Yes, they are. That's exactly what they major in, that and flim-flammery. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Steve in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Enid. I've called a few times before, and actually I appreciate your program. I'm more conservative. A couple of things, if I may. I was involved when McClellan Air Force Base used to be open. President Clinton would fly in there. And, you know, talking about security, my God, the guy had a quarter mile long, you know, every police agency in the world was there. So for every president, it's the same. I mean, you know, to say that, you know, President Bush has more, President Clinton has less, it's, in this age, we all have, you know, it's just, you know, it's...
Well, Steve, let me ask you, as long as you've described yourself as a conservative, and I agree, the presidents all require, now in these times, they require a lot of protection. But let me ask you this question. What are your thoughts about Foley? What are your thoughts about Hastert knowing in advance, having known for quite a while, that Foley was abusing his office and was inappropriately, you know, he knew what was going on. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, if that turns out to be, you know, when they investigate that, if that turns out to be true, I mean, I think the guy should, you know, pay the full penalty for it and thrown out of office. I think it's filthy and disgusting. I mean, you know, by virtue of the fact that I say that I'm a conservative doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, run away from the truth or make up, you know, try to, you know, use words or use excuses to explain away some horrible act. I don't care what party the person belongs to. If they're doing something like that, that's filthy and disgusting. And if it turns out that's the case, the guy should be thrown out, and anybody that knows about it should be too. I mean, politics isn't even.
What about Foley, who hasn't taken responsibility, and what about Rush saying, you know, this could be a setup? These pages were coming out of Foley.
That I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't.
What do you think about Foley saying, well, you know, here's why. I'm gay. I was abused. And he says, I have a substance abuse problem. These are the things that he's saying. This is Foley talking.
Yeah.
Through his attorney.
I'm not happy with that. I mean, I think that, you know, I think that unfortunately on both sides on all sides of politics, I think that, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, you know, sometimes the gain for the desire for power and position so intoxicates people that they're willing to do and say anything. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, I would admit that Republicans do it. I would admit that, and I would say that Democrats do it, and Independents do it. And unfortunately, I think that power and money is a powerful intoxicant. So people will do.
Do you live in Dooley's district or no?
No.
I mean Doolittle's district.
I live in Citrus Heights, I think I do. I'm not sure what.
Who are you going to vote for if you're in Doolittle's? If you're in the 4th congressional district,
I'm going to have to read about it. I have to do some research. I'm not real happy right now with some of the things that have come out, you know, him going to Argentina and all that kind of stuff. One more point, if I may. I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but, you know, you were making mention of the fact that, I forget what politician you were mentioning was photographed with somebody, and then it's sort of like guilt by association.
It's Doolittle's campaign materials.
Right, okay.
He's
right.
Trying to smear Charlie Brown, and he puts a picture of Sean Penn. You know, they're not all together. He just puts separate pictures in there, and he hasn't said what he's done. He's only saying that Charlie's bad because he's a liberal and because he stands for what Sean Penn and Cindy Sheehan stand for.
I understand that, but you remember that there's also an ad out there with President Bush. And I guess there's that one fellow that's out of Florida, that lobbyist? I forget what his name is. He was in a picture with President Bush, and it's sort of the same thing. So I think that...
No, it isn't the same thing, Steve. Wake up. Get a grip. You know, I'm delighted that you called, but it's not the same thing. It's really different. Look at Doolittle. What, it doesn't say what he has accomplished. He's only trying to smear people by saying he's part... And I am so surprised that you are listening to talk radio, that you are a self-described conservative, listening to a program like mine, and you say you don't know the issues, really. You don't really know about Doolittle, and you think you're in his district. So how is it that you listen to talk radio, but you've done very little research about your own situation vis-a-vis the things we talk about every single day here on AM 1320?
No, you're correct. You're correct on that, and that's why I'm trying. That's why I'm listening to your program. I'm trying to look at both sides of things, and I would agree. I would agree that a lot of people out there aren't up as much as they should. The point that I want to make, though, about the picture is that it's not about the, you know, what the Doolittle did or didn't do. The point that I was trying to make is that guilt by association. President Bush had his picture taken with this other. I don't.
Jack Abramoff is probably who you're groping for. All right, Steve, we're going to leave it there. I understand what you're saying. But when you've been in office for 16 years and you can't point to your achievements, and all you can do on your campaign literature is to say that you're very, where you're so vulnerable that your challenger thinks the same way as Cindy Sheehan or Sean Penn, then you know what? You got a pretty thin resume there. I thank you for the call, and I'm delighted. I have to say I'm delighted that you're listening. I hope you continue to, and I invite you to call us.
I respect you. You know, and one thing I'd like to say is that
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, Steve.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I thank you
for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. Find out if the president is still stalling. You know, he's stalling the country, and now he's stalling traffic.
Well, yeah, and over there at Pringle and 99, I think he actually stopped because there's a lot of donuts along the side. President Bush, you know, look, donuts in Sacramento. I'm taking them. That is our, gift to you, President. Anyway, we do have a couple of stalled vehicles, though, along southbound 99. Coming back northbound Cap City Freeway, just past Arden Way, we have a three-car crash. Hit and run at 47th Avenue and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, slowing things down a little. And it looks like the hills over there in Norsnack, National Drive, and Stryker, a two-car crash, major injuries. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Heidi, check out.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
1920 Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. I want to remind you that we at AM 1320 are going to cover the gubernatorial debate live on Saturday night and do a special show afterwards so that we can all discuss what we have heard and what we have seen. I don't know about you, but sometimes I like this, you know, you feel something like throwing a shoe at your radio or your TV set when these, when the candidates say preposterous things or when they don't say the things that they ought to be saying. And it's so juicy to comment on. In case of Arnold Schwarzenegger, his hair and his makeup and his high heels. So it's going to be Scott and Sims and me. The three of us are going to be talking, and you are invited to join the conversation. That's Saturday night. Write it down on your calendar. Must-listen radio, 6 to at least 8, because we think the debate's supposed to go from 6 to 7. And then afterwards, we'll talk for a while and hope you will join us on your way to wherever you're going on Saturday night. Even before the Foley thing exploded, as it did, the B was reporting that, according to the polls, the GOP is losing its grip on the Senate. Democrats have to gain at least 6 seats to grab control, and it seems suddenly not so out of reach. And then the fact that Democrats haven't spelled out a clear alternative on Iraq, which has been a main complaint from Republicans, doesn't seem to matter. Isn't that, we finally benefit from doing nothing. Sometimes there is no right plan. There is no good plan. You just got to get out. That's it. You do it. It's down and dirty, and you just got to get out of there. So Democrats have not offered a clear alternative to Iraq, and it doesn't matter. People are really upset with Republicans. At least that's what the polling shows. 349-1320, Donald in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Donald.
Hi there. You know, I appreciated the opinions of the Republican caller, the conservative caller that just came. I thought, you know, he was respectful and not one of these, you know, guys that just has to shout out and try to, you know, force his opinion. But I disagree the same way that you do, that putting the pictures of Charlie Brown up there with these, one a political activist, I would say, and a grieving mother, and one, you know, an actor, that is not fair. These are not people that he has worked with. These are not people that have, you know, been part of what he's trying to do to start his career as a politician. So Doolittle doing this would be similar to if Charlie Brown was to take a picture of Foley right now and then take a picture of, say, Hitler, to use an overused cliche, and put it up there with George W. Bush.
Well, you know, but listen to this. This tells you, I think this is a barometer of how scared Doolittle is. First of all, where Charlie shines is that Charlie is a graduate of the Air Force Academy. He's a military guy. He's got a son who's done, you know, several tours of duty in Iraq, one of them ferrying a fat Doolittle's, you know, fat Doolittle's ass around. And Doolittle didn't even talk to him or anybody else. Didn't thank him, didn't talk to him, must have been scared, witless. And cut and run, you know, hid the military service when he ran away. He was ordered to appear for a physical in Oakland. He didn't do it. He ran away to Argentina instead. So interestingly, on one side, he's got all these military photos and it says supporting our troops and it signs John Doolittle. And on the other side is Cut and Run. And it's a picture of Charlie on the one side and Sean Penn in the middle and Cindy Sheehan. So he never says what he has accomplished. He doesn't do that. He's taking on Charlie because he is scared. I really think it shows you what a hole this campaign might be in. And so I want to say this, and one of you called from Davis today. A lot of people who, because Davis is fairly secure for Democrats, a lot of people are helping out Charlie. And even if you don't live in Charlie's district, the 4th Congressional District, you can help out in a lot of ways. You can volunteer, you can write a check, you can do everything. Apparently, Charlie's beginning to raise some very serious money. And it's all grassroots money, because I don't think he's getting anything from the National Democrats.
From what I've heard, no, he hasn't. And the other point that I would like to bring up, he's talking about Abramoff and Bush. That is a completely different situation because they did have dealings with each other. They, you know, they're in more than one picture together. Most of the pictures are not being released. They have had political dealings with each other. And we're talking about a man that is now convicted and probably going to jail for some time.
Well, and I think,
what Doolittle's doing with these Brown pictures and, you know, and Cindy Sheehan. And the thing I like to say, you know, Cindy Sheehan and what Sean Penn has done, they are good people. The problem is there's an element in our society, a conservative element, that looks at those people like they're the Antichrist with irrational hatred. And so he's painting with a really hateful brush. What's going on with Abramoff and Bush is a sign.
Wait a minute, Abramoff has poured his great stink onto Doolittle. They are peas in a pod, and Doolittle has drunk at the trough of Abramoff, and so has Mrs. 15% Doolittle as well. Donald, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, and this from one of you in Davis, and I will share it as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. Our traffic, a little slow over there, southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. It's 6:52. No, it's 4 o'clock, almost 5 o'clock. 50 for the low, high 70 tomorrow. We're 69. And I want to tell you that you can win a pair of tickets for the 2006-2007 Sacramento Speakers Series being held at the Community Center Theater. This year we'll feature Tim Russert. Tuesday, October 17th, Mark Russell, I wanted to put his name together, Tuesday, November 28th, and Richard Myers will be there Tuesday, January 16th, Stuart Varney, Wednesday, February 28th, Madeline Albright on Tuesday, March 28th, Ken Burns on Tuesday, April 24th, and Allison Levine, Thursday, May 10th. You can check all of this out as well at 1320leftchannel.com. Enid Live continues here at the left.
It's talk radio for the left of us.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Come into
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:54 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. Remember that we're going to carry the gubernatorial debate live Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and talk about it afterwards. Scott Sims and me, I think it'll be really lots of fun, and I hope you join us because that's the whole point, that we can really talk about it and jaw it over. We're talking about Doolittle. We're talking about Foley. I just got an email from one of you about an event where Max Cleland is a fundraising event on behalf of Charlie Brown. And that's going to be in Davis, Saturday, October 7th, from 10 a.m. to noon. Yolo County, lots of activists in Yolo County, who, even though it's not in the 4th Congressional District, are supporting Charlie. And so I'll share more of this as we continue. Joe, in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hi,
Joe. Welcome.
Yes, I had some information for you. You know, weeks ago, Charlie Brown went to Washington to try to get, you know, some money from the National Democratic Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't get any, but just recently he did get a donation from Rahm Emanuel's PAC. He got a $5,000 influx.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to somebody who's working on his behalf and said, and I don't know if this is true, but this is what one of his supporters said, that one month it was he only brought in $50,000, and then the next month it was $100,000, and then I think in the last month it's $300,000. So it's really rolling along. People, he's and it's grassroots money, and he's really picking up steam.
Yeah, and I think now Washington is finally noticing. I mean, they said when he went before that, wow, there's so many Democrats and there's only so much money we can give out. But I think now, you know, the national stage is starting to see him. And from what I heard, getting money out of Rahm Emanuel's PAC is pretty tough. So,
well, if that happens, then I hope Howard Dean and those folks send some money his way as well. But thank you very much for that update.
Sure,
I appreciate
thanks.
It. 349-1320, Bruce in Woodland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bruce.
Oh, hi. You know, I've heard this ad a few times on your channel from for Doolittle from with Leslie and Oshie and somebody else.
Right.
Saying that Charlie Brown should just really be ashamed of himself. He doesn't have integrity for saying that Doolittle was involved in the sex trade in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't heard anything of
his. Not in Latin America, the Marianas.
Marianas, excuse me.
Yeah, so tell me what your point is.
Well, I hadn't heard Charlie Brown's response to that. He should respond, right?
No, here's the story. Here's the way it happened. And if you're wondering why it is that on our air we're running Doolittle ads, we have to. The FCC says you have to take, if you're taking political ads from one, you must take them from all. So Doolittle, we found out.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. With former Congressman Mark Foley secluded in rehab, his lawyer came out today and told reporters in West Palm Beach that Foley was a victim of clergy sexual abuse when he was a young teenager. Attorney David Roth confirmed that Foley is gay, but insisted he is not a child molester.
There never has been any sexual contact with a minor, and any suggestion that Mark Foley is a pedophile is false. Categorically false.
Some in Washington, including the conservative Washington Times, say House Speaker Dennis Hastert fumbled the scandal and should resign. He was asked about resignation on Rush Limbaugh's radio show.
I'm not going to do that. What we've tried to do is focus on this Foley thing and do the right thing.
Hastert accused Democrats of putting the story out to influence the election.
I'm Mark Noller in Stockton, California. Breaking his public silence on the Foley matter, President Bush declared himself to be disgusted by the revelations in the case. But at the same time, he was quick to voice support for the Speaker of the House.
I fully support Speaker Hastert's call for an investigation by law enforcement into this matter.
Clearly trying to quash calls for Hastert to step down, Mr. Bush hailed him as a father, teacher, and coach who cares about the children of America. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Stockton, California.
Investigators are learning more about Charles Roberts, the gunman who killed five Amish girls at school before taking his own life. State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says Roberts confessed in a suicide note that he'd molested two female relatives when he was a boy.
We believe these minor relatives of Roberts, and this is alleged to have occurred 20 years ago, were between 3 and 5 years old.
Miller says Roberts was also haunted by the death of an infant daughter in 1997. He wrote that it changed his life forever and filled him with hate. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts spent the day in Pennsylvania Dutch country.
On this sun-soaked day filled with so much sorrow, the Amish here gathered and grieved in private, but they were not alone. On the road, another vigil for neighbors of different faiths with identical questions. Why here? Why innocent schoolgirls?
Three of the wounded girls remain in critical condition. It's been a memorable day in the market.
It looks as though the bulls are back on Wall Street, at least for now.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus on a new high for the Dow. It rose nearly 60 points to close at a record 17,727. Stocks got a boost from falling oil prices. Today's close was $58.68 a barrel. That's a decline of more than $2. The Nasdaq gained 6 points today, but it's still less than half of what it was pre-9/11. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical, but if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence, so you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
No one was hurt today in the bizarre hijacking of a Turkish airliner after it took off from Albania. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco tells the story.
The Turkish man who hijacked a plane with over 100 people on board was a Christian convert who wanted to contact Pope Benedict to seek his help to avoid military service in predominantly Muslim Turkey. He was unarmed and surrendered to Italian police after the plane landed in Brindisi. The Turkish Airlines plane took off from Tirana and was originally headed to Istanbul. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Can Jackie Chan be the Starbucks of Asia? We'll see. The aging star of action movies has an ambitious plan to open a chain of coffee shops, coffee stands, and kiosks across Asia. Jackie's Java Company, as it's called, gets its beans from a coffee company in Pennsylvania. He's opened some outlets in China and has a deal to open 20 locations in the Philippines starting early next year. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
It's love.
loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A couple of things. We are going to be carrying the debate live, the gubernatorial debate live Saturday night, starting at 6 o'clock, which is when it's scheduled to begin, emanating from Sac State. And some of us will be there, some of us will be here, and the us is Scott and Sims and me. So Andy Sims, Scott Forrington, and me, all three of us will be talking about it afterward, and you are invited to participate in the conversation. Now, we're not normally on at this time, so make a note to remember. I know that when people tell me to do something that it's not part of my usual routine and I really want to do it, sometimes I don't get around to it, or sometimes I just forget about it, or it falls through the cracks. So remember that we're going to be doing it, and we'll be talking about it. It's the only debate that Arnie and Phil are going to have with each other. Also, tomorrow, it's State Workers' Day. Thank you, state workers. And the celebration occurs tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on the State Capitol West Lawn. Those of you who are going to be there could win a free weekend vacation at Disneyland or San Diego, refreshments, giveaways, lots more. I'll be there. Charlie Weiss and I are going to be down there about 11 o'clock until about noon. And then I have to come back and get the show together. Otherwise, well, we'll just be playing music or something for 4 hours. So I'll be there, and I hope to meet many of you, and that's tomorrow on the State Capitol West Lawn. I'll be there from 11 a.m. until about noon. So you can join the conversation always. It's always toll-free. If you've never called AM 1320, please think about doing it. We love to hear new voices. If you are conservative Republican, I know sometimes it gets a little bit, you know, intense. But you are encouraged to call in because we want to know what you're thinking and why you're thinking it. And I know that a lot of you listen to Enid Live. All calls are toll free, 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. I get emails from people who are listening in Texas. I get emails from people who are listening in Denver, all over the place. So you can email me, Enid at KCTC, and if you're kind of far flung, I'd like to know where you're listening from. You can listen online. And you can do that by accessing our website, 1320leftchannel.com. Oh, and in all of this stuff going on, I forgot to tell you, we're going to be joined tomorrow by Rick Cushman, who is a television columnist for the Sacramento Bee, talking about TV and the season and media and all that other stuff. And I have to tell you, I finally had a chance to listen to or watch Katie Couric, because I was off yesterday. Normally I'm here doing the show, and I can see her a lovely visage, but I can't really hear her doing the news. And you know what? It just didn't have enough juice for me. Her numbers have gone down to number 3. And I think Brian Williams has been the beneficiary. It's hard. You know, I was going back and forth to all the three networks, and they do some really dumb things. They weren't covering the things I really wanted to hear more about. And the stories are, some of them are packaged in advance, and I don't know. Anyway, she's not going to do it for CBS, I don't think. Now, it's true that when you first start something like this, it takes you a while to work into it, and maybe that's what's going to happen. Some jokes about Mark Foley. If you were just joining us, let me tell you where we've been. We've been talking about Mark Foley, who just as we were going on the air today, his attorney held a press conference, and his attorney said, Mark wants you to know he's gay. So that was the first thing. The second revelation was that Mark says that he was molested by a clergyman, but he won't name names. He's been advised by counsel not to name names yet, and not to name their religion, although he was raised a Roman Catholic. And the third thing the attorney, Mark Foley's attorney, former Congressman Mark Foley's attorney shared, is that Mark Foley has a substance abuse problem. Well, the substance he's abusing is the truth. They say he's not a pedophile. He was just, you know, he was just thinking about it. He didn't actually act on it, is the line that's going out. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, can we parse it that it depends on what the meaning of is? Can we parse it that finally? I just got this joke from one of you. Why did Congressman Foley get kicked out of the Library of Congress? Answer, he kept bending over the pages. Question, why do Republicans cry after they have sex? Answer, mace. 349-1320. 866-620-6320. Well, Bill McPherson, choice for Secretary of State by the Sacramento Bee. I can't believe it. I can't believe that they're not going to go for Deborah Bowen. She would be so much better than McPherson. I just don't understand why they made that call and why her questioning of electronic voting in the state of California so spooked the Sacramento Bee. I'm sorry, Bruce McPherson. I called him Bill McPherson, but Bruce McPherson. Why they have endorsed Bruce McPherson. I think that Deborah Bowen would make a far better Secretary of State. Were you stunned when you saw this? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. We're also talking about Doolittle, and we're talking about Pombo, and we're talking about the fact that Doolittle seems to be running scared and running a defensive campaign. His campaign literature doesn't point out what he has actually accomplished. And we are hearing that there's more polling coming out. Right now, the polling indicates that Charlie Brown and Doolittle are in a statistical dead heat. We're told by one of you, by one of the volunteers, I hope it's remotely true, that there's new polling coming out to tell us, to suggest that Charlie Brown is, in fact, ahead of Doolittle. Jim, in Rockford, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon, Enid. I'm just calling for two reasons. One, I want to make a comment about Foley, but first, because most of your listening audience is up in the northern area, up in the Sacramento area, I realize why you guys are focusing on Doolittle more. But we can't forget Pombo. Pombo is filthy.
Pombo is filthy.
Pombo is filthy. He's drank at the trough of Abramoff more than Doolittle, as far as I'm concerned. And we need to keep the pressure on the... I know the chances down here in this strongly conservative Republican district are slim, but Pombo can still be had. And he's filthy. He's not been good for the area. He's got his hands in everybody's pockets, and I just wanted to mention that to anybody that's listening from...
Is our listenership cover very much of Pombo's area?
Say that once more.
I wonder if our listenership, if, you know, the signal, the reach of the signal covers a lot of Pombo's area, although I think he's got some East Bay coverage, and I know we're heard in the East Bay.
Well, I'm in San Joaquin County. I'm in his district, and I know you have a lot of listeners down this way, too, so I know they're aware of it.
Where do you live and where you can hear us?
As far as Foley is concerned...
Wait, Jim, before we go to Foley, where do you live that you can pick us up easily?
I in the Galt area.
Okay. All right.
And I listen to you most of the time when I'm traveling around this area also.
Okay.
So all around Lodi and Stockton and so on and so forth.
All right.
But as far as Foley's concerned, you know, now what's happening is we're already seeing it. You know, the guy's sick, and now we're coming up with all these reasons why he's sick.
Well, they want to suspend the PAGE program. Catherine Harris, that ambulatory whack job, says it's the fault of the media and the Democrats. You know, Foley himself, it's the devil made him do it. It was his abuse, substance abuse. It was his sexual abuse. It was the fact that he's gay. I mean, everybody's got reasons, and nobody wants to look at what's really going on, and that everybody seemed to know about it for quite a while, that the FBI knew about it months ago. And we're hearing that any time an investigation was suggested, it was quashed by people like Gonzalez and Ashcroft.
I couldn't agree more, Enid, and I really, really have a feeling that Foley is just the tip of the iceberg, and I think we should all hang on to our seats. We're going to see.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you, this administration is not going to go down without a down and dirty fight. And whether that means a faked terrorist situation that will drive everything else off the front pages, whether that means cooking the electoral books, whatever it means, they won't hesitate to stoop, because they are going to grasp and grab their claws on to keep that power. They don't want to be investigated. They don't want subpoenas. And they want to keep that nice the little money trough, that spigot, going right into their pockets.
Well, just remember, Enid, they're going to go down in flames.
From your lips. I hope you're right, Jim. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Is he right about that? There are calls from even conservative publications like the Washington Times for Dennis Hastert to resign. He says he's not resigning. I've seen stories on these kind of insider websites that say the next 24 to 48 hours are going to be crucial for Hastert. You think he's going to be forced into resigning? Do you think that that will happen? And what will be the outcome? And, of course, Hastert, like every member of Congress, I guess, runs every 2 years, so he is in a race. 349-1320, Gary in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Enid. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Hi. I just have a question about the Placer County and the 4th Congressional District where Doolittle is. I'm a constituent, and I've been in this area for about 5 years, and I'm just wondering if there's any statistics out there about how many people have moved into Placer County in the last 5 years or so. And I believe there's a big migration coming from San Jose and Silicon Valley and some urban areas.
Well, we read that, but I think if you look at the registration figures, it is very heavily gerrymandered Republican. And now you're talking about this immediate area here. But, you know, don't forget this is a huge district that goes all the way up to the Oregon border,
right,
and then to Nevada. There are a lot of tiny little more remote places where there is not that Bay Area influx, probably hardcore Republicans, and it was meant to be a hardcore Republican district. So that Charlie Brown is doing so well in so heavily Republican district says an awful lot about Charlie, and that he's raising money. Says a great deal about the campaign. And you know what? Seems to me they're running a smart campaign from what I've seen of it.
Well, and that's why I question that. I mean, there must be a lot more, you know, maybe still not enough, but, you know, the largest population areas, Roseville and so forth, there have been a lot of,
well,
I believe, Democrats move in.
What
reflects that?
Maybe, but also he's a very attractive candidate. He's got military experience, which Doolittle doesn't. He's clean. Doolittle's not. You can't paint him a cut and run kind of a guy. I mean, there are just a lot of things about Charlie that are very good, and he just seems like a great guy. Do you happen to know what proportion this immediate area, Roseville, etc., in terms of numbers of voters, reflects of the district as a whole? What percentage is it?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you know? Happen to know that figure?
I don't. Let me just make one comment and I'll hang up. But I believe that the Republican Party, the elected officials, the people that the Republicans elect into office are mocking us and laughing at us with, I don't know how many people remember in the early 90s, the gay prostitution ring that was leaked that was linked to the Republican Party, and now Foley and his gay disposition. You know, and then when Bill Clinton's in power, they claim the moral high ground and, oh, you you cheated on your wife.
Yeah, but, you know, you can say anything. You can say anything. The point is, do people believe you? That is really...
Well, that's where your comment about what's on television comes into play. I mean, it wasn't what you wanted to see, but that's what a lot of people watch. That's where a lot of people get their information. And that's why the conspiracy theories abound about how they control the media as well, because there is some truth to it.
Here's what, when you're talking about this fake-orama that the Republicans have imposed on us, who I think about? I think about the Jimmy Swaggerts and the, what was his name, Jim Baker now, Tammy Faye's husband,
right.
These televangelists who know that not one ounce of truth is coming out of their mouths. It's a
right.
Fake-orama. It's throw your money up. What goes up is a lord, and what lords and what comes down is mine. They just, you know, this is just a money pipeline. And
right.
But they use religion as a way to claw into your pocketbook. And these people are using all these values to claw into your vote. That's and
right.
There is no difference between them as far as I can see. I thank you very much, Gary. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just going to say, that's the private sector version, and the politics is the public sector. They do the same thing.
Well, Arnold is no. I'm going to tell you, Arnold's more likable maybe to a lot of people, but I don't think you're going to find them substantially different. That's my thought, but it looks like he's going to take the election unless Phil can pull it out. So listen to us on Saturday night. I thank you, Gary, for the call. 349-1320. I think we have one line open. Don in Sassoon. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, welcome. You're on the air.
Okay. I wanted to clarify something on the a caller called a while ago about the sex scandal, with Doolittle.
Mm-hmm. Doolittle, the Mariana Islands.
Yeah, Mariana Islands. And
there was sex slavery, and he supported that, forced abortions, et cetera.
Because
the Marianas were clients of Jack Abramoff, so Doolittle... who says he's a Mormon, supports all kinds of things that are against his religion because he was getting money from Abramoff.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. And they were making clothing over there and had a label made in America because Saipan's a American Trust territory.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they went over there. John Villay and Doolittle and all of them went to Saipan.
Okay.
And played golf while they was there and made a deal with the Chinese people that were shipping the goods over to put the labels in so they could say it was made in America.
Don, you're in Sassoon. Who represents you? Are you in Pombo's district?
No, I'm not in either one. I'm not in Charlie Brown's or Pomboy, but I did contribute to both candidates.
Did you really? Good
yes,
for
I
you.
Did.
Good for you, Don, and I thank you.
I'm in the, I just got a brain warp, you know.
I thank you very much.
The female congressman in our district is fairly safe, you know.
Okay.
So, I contribute to the Pomboy and Charlie Brown both.
Good for you, and thanks very much for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Helene, in fact, hi. You're live with Enid, AM 1320. Hi, Helene.
I'm calling about Dingling Doolittle.
Dingling Doolittle, okay.
And I just happened to see the drive-by when there were protesters out in by Serrano for today's exposition or whatever you want to call it.
Well, well, the
and
president.
And I saw the sign.
Uh-huh.
You know, we stand with Doolittle, and the thought that went through my mind was to keep his hands out of the lobbyists' pockets.
All right.
And then my other question is Dingling Doolittle paying for all this security and all of the extra stuff that it's cost either El Dorado County or whoever had to put up all the extra police and all of the barriers and all of that stuff?
I think we're paying for it is my guess. I'm guessing that comes out of our pockets, not his.
And Georgie Porgy's flights here, there, and everywhere, we're paying for those, too?
I hope not, but it might be that we are. I don't think we're supposed to be if they're political, but I don't know how they've apportioned it.
Because that seems to me if, you know, I'm a good Democrat, I sure as heck don't want him flying on my dollar to support some radical Republican.
Here, here. I agree with you. I thank you for the call, Helene. 349-1320. Nick in Roseville. Hi. You're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
I am excited because I'm on my way to the Charlie Brown for Congress rally.
In Loomis,
correct, at the Blue Goose Shed.
The Blue Goose Fruit Shed?
Taylor Road.
Yeah, Taylor Road. You got your $20, and if you don't have $20, you can get the Beans and Franks. They weren't going to turn anybody away.
Correct. You know what I've seen it is that, you know, Doolittle had this, I think it was $2,000 a plate today, right?
Yeah.
This $20 suggested.
Oh, Nick, you're breaking up. Call us back when you're not breaking up. I thank you for the call. The climatic moment. They break up. You know, breaking up is hard to do. Aaron in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Enid. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome.
I have been dipping into your guys' programs all day long, just kind of catching bits and pieces here and there. I'm wondering, has anybody talked about the fact that even on the outside chance that, you know, this Foley thing, I'm talking about the whole Foley thing, if we really, you know, the Democrats have this huge conspiracy, mass conspiracy to get this guy all caught up and everything and hired all these minors to have these interactions, you know, email interactions with him.
That's right.
Even on the outside chance that this actually happened, the fact is he still did it. He still said what he said. He still had these interactions with these
Well, they're trying to deflect it so that you don't seem to notice this particular sleight of hand. I've told this story many times, but, you know, we all know that pedophiles will always say it's that three-year-old who came on to me. Well, as I have told this story before, but it's such a juicy story, I can't resist telling it again. A friend of mine used to screen for the Dr. Dina Dell radio show. You know, you call him with all your medical problems if you've ever
right.
heard that radio show.
Sure.
And somebody called in one day who was absolutely irresistible. He said that he hoped he wanted to find out if you can get a disease from interspecies dating.
Oh, yikes.
And he was having an affair with his horse. And later And, of course, my line, which I'm never tired of repeating myself a million times, that if he and the horse ever split up, the horse is going to sue him for Palomino money. Anyway, he later sent pictures of him and the horse, and he said the horse came on to him. So all I can tell you is the horse came on to him. That's it. There, that explains it all. I thank you for the call, Aaron. 349-1320-866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We do have a little bit of traffic southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road at 525. And it looks like lows tonight right around 50, high 70 tomorrow. Now, Enid, I got a joke for you. Are you on with me?
Here we go. Oh, no. I'm ducking. I'm ducking. A joke.
Okay, President Bush, First Lady Laura, and Dick Cheney were flying on Air Force One. Now, George looked at Laura, chuckled a little bit, and said, you know, I could throw a $1,000 bill out the window right now and make somebody very happy. Well, of course, Laura shrugged her shoulders, as she usually does, and could throw 10 $100 bills out the window, she said, and make 10 people very happy. Well, Cheney, Dick Cheney, that being the case, I could throw 100 $10 bills out the window and make 100 people very happy. Hearing their exchange, the pilot rolled his eyes, said to the co-pilot, such big shots out there, crap. I could throw all of them out the window and make 56 million people very happy. I almost swore, though, sorry. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor Hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's subliminal on my America.
Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
And you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's full frontal radio.
Hey, Heidi.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
All the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Fridays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I'll be at State Workers' Day tomorrow on the State Capitol West Lawn, the West Lawn of the State Capitol, and I'll probably be there from about 11 in the morning until about noon, so I hope to meet many of you if you're able to make it. This occurs from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So thank you. It's a celebration to thank state workers, and tomorrow is the day. Also, to remind you, we're going to be carrying the gubernatorial debate live on AM 1320 on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards. You and I, Scott and Sims, all of us are going to discuss it. Some of us will be there at the site. Some of us are going to be here. So I'm looking forward to it. Jot it down, because you're not used to finding us here at that time. We're talking about so many different things, I hardly know where to begin. We're talking about Doolittle running scared, the possibility that Charlie's polling shows him ahead of Doolittle, the fact that the president has hightailed it out of town and nobody wants to be seen with him who has a prayer, and that would be Arnie. Also, this email from one of you, he says, I live in Yolo County and can't vote for Charlie, but those of us who support him here are walking precincts, raising money to help him out. Doolittle is a corrupt, hypocritical politician, an embarrassment to the Sacramento region, and must go. Hence, our work to defeat him and elect Charlie Brown. Here is, I was sent here an invitation to the Charlie Brown Senator Max Cleland fundraising event. It's going to be held in Davis Saturday, October 7, from 10 a.m. to noon. Many Yolo County activists, electeds, and former electeds will be attending the event. Former U.S. Senator Max Cleland of Georgia is a triple amputee, Vietnam vet, who is campaigning all over America for candidates who oppose the Bush administration's war in Iraq and the corruption in Congress. Now, I want to say something about Wesley Clark, because apropos of the fact that the Bee has endorsed Bruce McPherson, I mean, I think this is really awful that the Bee has done this, because Deborah Bowen, I think, would be the superior candidate, and she is challenging electronic voting machines, and I have got to refer you to RFK Jr.'s, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s piece in Rolling Stone. You can get it online. Will the next election be hacked? And when you read it, you're just going to want to weep. You just cannot. And one of the people who we think is a casualty of hacking was Max Cleland, because going into the election, he was leading by quite a lot, and he came out losing by quite a lot, and the numbers simply did not add up. And in Georgia, there were unauthorized patches that were allowed. There was all kinds of chicanery that went on, and the net result was that Max Cleland wasn't so much, we think, that the White House ran such a brilliant campaign disparaging a man who had left 3 of his limbs in Vietnam, but that there was a lot of serious cheating going on. So I think we've got to see if I can get Deborah Bowen on, and we will try to talk to her. I have interviewed her in the past, but that's the person that you want for Secretary of State. In the meantime, apropos of Doolittle, and we haven't talked about this because there's been so much else going on. We referenced it. There was a letter to the editor that appeared in the Bee, I think, last week. And now it has been fleshed out, and the Bee reported on it in a fairly prominent place in the newspaper. And that is that Representative John Doolittle played a key role in killing federal funding to create a team of food safety experts at UC Davis that the university said would have sped the response to the recent nationwide E. coli outbreak. Well, if you ask me, Doolittle is an ambulatory example of E. coli, political E. coli, but that's another story. The outbreak was traced to California-grown spinach. It has sickened at least 187 people, killing one and causing kidney failure in 29 others across the country. Doolittle opposed as unnecessary the $1 million in startup funds for the Western Center for Food Safety and Defense included in a $100 billion Agriculture Department spending bill, and the Senate approved last September. The federal FDA and the university had jointly pitched the center as urgently needed in California to address increasing incidence and complexity of foodborne disease outbreaks, another growing threat to the food supply, and this according to UC Davis project proposal. As a member of the House Appropriations Committee and a close ally of then House Majority Leader, disgraced House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, Doolittle's position on the center's funding was pivotal. Doolittle, an eight-term lawmaker in a tight November 7 contest with Democratic challenger and former Air Force officer Charlie Brown, has no regrets about his decision against funding the center, said his spokeswoman. So you might want to comment on that. There, he thinks it wasn't needed. You know, he's happy to have an Auburn dam where his developer friends can make a fortune, but maybe he couldn't figure out a way to pocket money out of this. So foodborne illnesses, screw you. You know, as long as I'm alive, I don't care whether you live or you die. I think that's his thought process, really. You know what? I love you madly. I propose to you, I proposition you when I need your vote. And other than that, drop dead. 349-1320. Dwayne, in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
That's great. Hey, I wanted to touch base on just a couple of things that you alluded to with regard to the elections, and I think you said something about to the effect that basically the Republicans will do anything to win, including steal elections. So in light of that, don't you think as a policy, the Democrats should have exit polling, which has been shown to really be most accurate? If in fact,
well, you have to have a paper. I think what you want is a paper trail. That would be one of the things that's been suggested. I'm not an expert on it, but everybody says a paper trail is necessary. And these electronics people, who are the companies, the four major companies that are selling you the electronic systems, they don't want a paper trail. And they've convinced a lot of county clerks not to want a paper trail.
Well, right. So we're basically at the mercy of the Secretary of State, which in a lot of these states are Republican, including our own, which the Bee and its endorsement is kind of typical of what the paper's become. It's not a progressive paper anymore.
Well, somebody made the observation that they don't want to look like they're tilting left, so every once in a while they endorse the Republican. I'm going to be very curious to know who they go for governor.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but when the Downing Street memo broke, months before they started printing it here, I continued to contact their copy desk and asked them why they weren't reporting that story, and they never answered that, and they never did report it for until the story essentially was almost a year old. So again, not a progressive paper, so it doesn't surprise me. And then just lastly, I would say this, that I think that with regard to this Mark Foley character, I think it's despicable that he would use, and I hope, unless it's I hope it's true, because it'd be horrible if it wasn't, but if he's going to use victims of molest by Catholic priests as a tool to get out of this, the man's despicable, and it speaks about what that party has really become.
I think they're all despicable. That if anybody in a workplace situation wrote emails to underage people, to anybody, but even people of age, they wouldn't last one second. I mean, his emails were so explicit. We can't really share a lot of them on the radio. We just can't do it. It's real. They're explicit. They're graphic. And when you see what he's talking about, here he was, a congressman, propositioning and activating his horny imagination in these explicit emails with kids who were 16, 17 years old. He says he never acted on it. Whether he did or he didn't, it's highly inappropriate.
Well, let me ask you this. I heard a story that some of these kids were as young as 13 years of age, and no telling exactly what's happened. We'll probably never know all the facts.
Well, you know,
a lot more than we know.
Well, people are saying it's the tip of the iceberg. We'll see what happens. But all you need from this administration, which is this administration, the one thing it is very competent and savvy in, the only thing that it's competent and savvy in, is marketing. And so what it might do is it might market you a terrorist event or a faked up, tricked out terrorist event right before the election that will wipe everything else off the front page of the paper. That's what you can expect in a stolen election on top of it. See if it doesn't come down that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's why I think exit polling is important, because then you've got a statistical basis for challenging things that you can't necessarily see. But two last things I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
One is go Charlie Brown. Everybody go out and support him. Do what you can to help him get elected, because Doolittle is crap. And two, come out to the World Can't Wait peace rally on Friday. Excuse me, on Thursday.
The World Can't Wait peace rally on Thursday. Where is it?
That's on, I believe it's 6th and I.
Okay.
Federal building.
Okay. Dwayne, thank you very much.
4 to 6.
All right. Thanks for all the info. Appreciate it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Phil is saying that he's got some more tapes of Arnold, that if Arnold doesn't release them, he will. What do you think? What do you think is on those tapes? Oh, my goodness, I can't wait to hear. I'm Enid Goldstein. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We have lots of traffic going on. Bradshaw Road just south of Elder Creek Road, a three-car crash. Manzanita Avenue and Lincoln Avenue, there's a two-car crash there. Northbound 99, eastbound Florin Road, two-car crash there. Hedge Avenue and Jackson Road. Now, the Charlie Brown thing going on tonight, that's in Roseville, right? Isn't it interesting?
No, it's in Loomis.
Oh, it's in Loomis.
It's in Loomis.
Okay, well, that too. Loomis's traffic is perfect. I mean, it's 65 going to Charlie Brown. I like that. You guys head there because it's better traffic than anywhere else, you know, to the left. It's pretty much that simple. Lows tonight, 50, highs 70. We're at 69, and Enid Live will continue.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
Small businesses.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
At 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Mark Foley Lee's theme song, 5:44 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. I'm going to be down at the Capitol tomorrow in the West Lawn of the Capitol. I'll be there probably from 11 to about noon, and this is to celebrate State Workers' Day. So I'll be down there, and I think other people from AM 1320 are going to be down there as well. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to remind you, we're going to be covering the debate. We're going to be carrying it live on Saturday night at 6 o'clock and talking about it afterwards, Scott Sims and me, all of us going to be talking about it. Some of us will be there, some of us will be here, but all of us will be talking together, and we will be wanting to talk with you too and inviting your phone calls. Ray the Debate, Phil has called on Schwartzy to immediately release recordings of private conversations in the governor's office, hinting that if Schwartzy doesn't, he, Phil, will. He says the recordings are public records because they were found on a public website. The Angelides campaign sent the governor a 6-page letter calling for him to make public about 4 hours of conversation taped this year by the governor's staff. Ooh, what could be on that 4 hours? Angelides campaign aides later downloaded them while trolling the governor's website. About 6 minutes of recordings were obtained by the Los Angeles Times and made available this month on the newspaper's website. And those are the ones in which Schwartzy was calling Bonnie Garcia, Latina Republican legislator, you know, called her hot. She was a mix of black blood and Hispanic blood, and therefore she was hot Latino blood, and she was just hot, hot, hot. In his letter to the governor, Angelides campaign attorney Lance Olson provided the first suggestion of what else Schwartzy might have said in the office. The letter refers to ad hominem remarks regarding key legislative leaders, including Fabienne Nunez. So in public, when Fabienne is helping out Arnold and vice versa, they are best friends and they have dinner and they do things together. Or is that Antonio Villaraigosa? I don't know. They're all friends, I guess. And they do things together and they're just... But in private, Arnold's got other things to say about them. Oh, one Angelides campaign official said that there was a reference to Assembly Speaker Fabienne Nunez and to Senate President Pro Tem Don Parada under scrutiny by the FBI. In another private moment, Schwartzy voiced his views on the assimilation of immigrants. Schwartzy officials have already denied a public records request for the recordings that was submitted by the Los Angeles Times. And Phil's attorney said that he was not expecting a cooperative reply. In other words, they're not going to release them, so let Phil do it. Don't you think this is great? About time the Phil campaign kicked itself into some gear. They got nothing to lose. All they can do is step on the gas. Go, go, go. You go, Phil. You go. And when asked whether the campaign would release the recordings in its possessions if the Schwartzy administration turned down the request, Phil's campaign manager said, "We have a number of options, and we're not ruling anything out." Well, Phil's campaign, if you are listening, if you're not, if we don't need an alarm clock and a sledgehammer to wake you up, if you are listening to Enid Live, release all that. If it's anything remotely juicy, release it. After the Times published the story about the tapes, the Schwartzy administration contacted the CHP, which oversees state property, and opened an investigation. Angelides campaign aides denied that there was a password protected or a private website. The Angelides campaign said that the files were easily downloaded without the need for any passwords or security clearance. And apparently that's the case because some radio talk hosts in, say it fast, tacos, in Los Angeles routinely download this stuff and have for quite some time. So we'll see what happens. The governor's campaign manager said that the letter from Phil coming at a time when he's trailing by 10 to 17 points in the polls released this week amounts to a futile bid to close the gap. Let me tell you, these people, trained by Rove and by Cheney, will do anything it takes. They would have done anything. They wouldn't have waited this long. They'd have been on it right away. 349-1320. So, Phil, you go. You release this stuff. And the juicier, the better. And Democratic blacks are breaking ranks to support Schwartzy. Well, I think the Phil campaign has taken them rather for granted and hasn't shown up in a number of events. And, you know, Schwartzy has made the effort and made the outreach and made them feel welcome and hasn't taken anybody for granted. It's a simple politics is about people. isn't it? At that at the retail level, isn't it about people making you feel welcome and warm? And even if you're, it's all emotional. It's not. It really is for many people. For most people, I think it's not about intellect. You know, that we use intellectual issues to justify our votes. But the fact is, it's an emotional commitment. We like somebody better. They welcome us in, and then we say afterward, "Well, it's because I agree with their position on parking. We agree with their position on pedophilia." 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And here is the B. It has endorsed Bruce McPherson as opposed to Deborah Bowen. And RFK Jr., writing in Rolling Stone, is asking the question, will the next election be hacked? Well, you can get this online, and after you read it, you're going to weep, because it is so easy to hack it. And so much has been done in so many different elections. And the election where Max Cleland and another candidate walked into that election way, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 points ahead, something like that. They came out 5, 6, 7, 11 points behind. Should never have happened. It doesn't compute. Three of the four companies that make these e-voting equipment have close ties to the Republican Party. The primary and author and steward of the Voting Act, that the HAVA Act, which I'll think about what the letters stand for, but which requires all this Help America Vote Act. The primary author and steward of Help America Vote was Bob Ney, the GOP chairman of the powerful U.S. House Administration Committee. He had close ties to now-disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, and Ney himself has pleaded guilty. Ney made sure that Diebold and other companies would not be required to equip their machines with printers to provide paper records that could be verified by the voters. In a clever twist, Helping America Vote Act, HAVA, effectively pressures every precinct to provide at least one voting device that has no paper trail, supposedly, so that vision-impaired citizens can vote in secrecy. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. And you're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left. And be sure Dickie's made it, hightailed it out of town with Lisa West.
Well, westbound 50 did clean up after he got off the road. That's
which is more than you can say for this administration.
Poor guy, I swear to God. I mean, poor 50. Poor donuts in the roadway. And we call this Lucky Tuesday. It's Chocolate Tuesday to all three of us as well, especially when we know where that guy has been and what street he's on. I'm not going home that way. 50 for the low, high 70, 69 here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
See the internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet.
at the truth. AM 1320. Local. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Republicans wish. 5:54 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. If you look at the front page, first of all, the Dow has soared today. I don't mean the Buddhist Dow, but I mean record high. I don't know what that means. But if you look at the front page of the Washington Post, you see molestation twice. One, that gunman who took off after those helpless Amish girls, and then who had admitted to molesting. And then you have Foley, who was abused by a clergyman. And in a way, you know, you can talk about his inappropriate behavior as a form of at least emotional molestation of these young boys. You can make that case as well. The thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. The person who is bullied, who becomes a bully. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jim, in SAC, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good. I'm going to spell my name. It's Enid. E-N-I-D. Enid.
Enid. Okay. I listen to you every day, and I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
To you too. But you talk about Phil Angelides not being available. Did you ever give thought to the fact that he might be the same as Schwarzenegger, like a fake Republican or a fake Democrat?
Why do you say that?
And because I have this just my conspiracy theory that he just disappeared because he'd been paid off. You know.
Well, you're not the only person whom that fanciful theory might not have. I thought maybe health issues or how is it that the campaign was more muted? Is it just that they ran an inept campaign, or what was the story?
I don't know what the deal is.
What could they have paid him off with?
I can never tell. Money talks, you know. And I think he probably was the same character as Schwarzenegger, and Schwarzenegger being the biggest guy that he is. And already in position, so Angelides just kind of dissipated under his umbrella.
Who are you going to vote for, Jim?
Well, you know, I flip a coin. Best two out of three.
Really?
Really.
I think you're going to be better off with Phil than with Schwarzy.
Well, you know, I favor Phil, but he, like you say, he's got to make a better showing. I'd like to call up his office and find out what his reason for not making a showing and not making a...
Well, here's your opportunity. We'll be on Saturday night. We are going to carry that debate live.
Okay.
So you can listen to it here on AM 1320, 6 o'clock, Saturday night. Well, you know, if you're not out busy running around doing something. And then we're all going to talk about it afterwards. So you can weigh in and say how you think this one did or that one did.
Well, you better get on the stick, because I intend to pop some fireness behind to get them to go in to support the Democrats. Or... the Liberals or whatever.
All right. Well, we'll see how it turns out Saturday night. I think it will tell the tale. Thursday night. I'm Enid Goldstein. One more hour of Enid Live coming up right here, right now, on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Make me feel this way.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. New revelations about former Congressman Mark Foley. His lawyer talked to reporters in West Palm Beach this evening.
Mark is asked that you be told that between the ages of 13 and 15, he was molested by a clergyman.
Attorney David Roth also confirmed the rumors that Foley is gay, but insisted he's never had inappropriate sexual contact with minors. In this scandal, the buck seems to stop with House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Some conservatives, like David Bossie of Citizens United, say he should resign.
Actions have consequences, and inaction has consequences. And so Speaker Hastert has to be held to the same standard.
Hastert on CBS television Chicago station WBBM dismissed those who say he should step down.
I'm not going to take their advice. I think I've talked to members today. I've talked to a pretty broad spectrum of our party, and we need to move forward.
President Bush gave Hastert a vote of confidence, but said he's shocked and dismayed by Mark Foley's suggestive emails to congressional pages. Amish families in Pennsylvania Dutch Country are mourning the loss of five children and keeping a vigil for five other girls still hospitalized. Investigators are learning more about the schoolhouse attacker, Charles Roberts. State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says he left a note confessing that he'd molested two young female relatives 20 years ago.
Roberts mentioned suicide in his suicide note that he was having dreams of molesting again.
And the 38-year-old father was still grieving the death of an infant daughter 9 years ago.
Focuses on his life being changed forever because of the tragedy involving the loss of Elise, his hatred toward himself and his hatred towards God as a result of that event.
At the time Roberts entered the school yesterday morning, his wife was leading a group that prays for the community's children. A community that suffered an attack at a school last week is trying to get back to normal this evening by making up a football game.
I'm Lee Frank in Bailey, Colorado. The Platte Canyon Huskies football team dedicating this game to Emily Keyes opened with a long touchdown run, bringing loud cheers from the home team fans. There's a sense of relief at this game, rescheduled following last Wednesday's school shooting. Administrators call it another step toward normalcy in a place where school will never be quite the same. Lee Frank, CBS News, Bailey, Colorado.
A milestone for the Dow today. Nearly 7 years after it hit a record high, the stock index set a new record, closing at 11,727. But CBS News correspondent Trish Regan has talked to analysts who say this might not last.
They point to the housing bubble. They also point to oil prices, still pretty darn high. So that will have an effect. And then you combine that with interest rates. We really haven't felt the full effect of interest rates just yet because it takes about 6 to 9 months for the Fed's raising of rates to catch up to the economy.
While with oil prices are high, they continue to decline, down more than $2 today to $58.60 a barrel. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Get the good stuff!
Even with today's high-tech engines, an oil change every 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. It improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. And right now at NAPA, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $2.39 per quart. Plus, buy 6 quarts and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. NAPA, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is touring the Middle East, but CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson reports today's news was dominated by nuclear issues.
In Egypt, Rice was asked about North Korea's stated intention to actually test one of its nuclear weapons. The Secretary of State said such an act would be very provocative. And expressing impatience with Iran, Rice said she feared its latest proposal to enrich uranium was a stalling technique, and once again she warned that the international community's credibility was at stake in dealing with the regime in Tehran.
The South Korean foreign ministry expresses grave concern and regret over the North's intentions and says we won't tolerate North Korea's possession of nuclear weapons. A city councilman in Charleston, South Carolina, says he's getting death threats over his comment that the mothers of criminal kids should be spayed like stray animals. Larry Shirley says he's sorry for upsetting people. He just wanted to start the dialogue about crime. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after six. Welcome to hour four of the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until seven on where? AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, of course. If you are en route to or are at Charlie Brown's event tonight in Loomis, call us and let us know. Give us a description. Be a reporter for the evening and let us know what's going on there and what the turnout is and so on. And if you want to help Charlie Brown, charliebrownforcongress.org. Dickie was in town today trying to help out Deep Doo-Doo-Doo-Little. But you know what? I have got a growing gut feeling that Charlie's going to win this. I think he has a really good chance at winning this, and there's momentum that's picking up, rather like the momentum on the Mark Foley thing on the other end, which is that Soda started out soft, and now it's, you know, it's taking on its own life, and there's a big head of steam, and we'll be talking about that. Want to let you know that tomorrow I'm going to be down at the Capitol, on the West Lawn of the Capitol, State Workers Day, and I'll be there from about 11 to noon, and I hope that I get to meet a bunch of you as well, and prepare yourselves. I only have one pair of fat pants, and I'm burning, wearing them out. Oh, I was a bad girl. I was a bad girl on my vacation, and I'm still paying for it. Anyway, we'll all be down there tomorrow, and I'll be there from 11 until 12. Also, want to remind you that we are going to carry the gubernatorial debate, the only one that is going to occur in this election cycle. Between Phil and Arnold should be great theater one way or the other for what it says and for what it doesn't say, for what it reveals and for what it doesn't reveal. And this will occur 6 o'clock Saturday night, so mark it on your calendars, make a big sign, put a big post-it up on the door or somewhere on the bathroom mirror to tune in to AM 1320, 6 o'clock Saturday night. After the debate, we're all going to talk about it. Scott and Sims and me, all of us, are going to have an extended conversation, and you are invited to join it. So that coming up Saturday night. We have not talked about the arena. Well, the Sunday B, I couldn't believe it. I knew that the measure to finance the arena, Q&R, were both in trouble, but I didn't realize how badly in trouble. The headline says that, arena sales tax hike in deep trouble. It's in deep doo-doo. Support shows little, survey shows little support even among Kings fans. So Measure Q, well, let's start with Measure R, which would allow Sacramento County supervisors to increase the sales tax by a quarter cent for 15 years. Well, guess what? No, by 58%. Yes is 23%, and 19% don't know. Don't know much about history, don't know much geography either. Measure Q, which would direct half of new sales tax increase to be spent on a sports and entertainment arena without actually saying so, because if they did, they'd have to have two-thirds majority. Yes on that, 42%, no, 38%, 20% don't know. So the measure is in trouble, and you can be sure that the big guns are going to get pulled out in order to try to sell this measure, and you'd be stupid if you bought it. And I don't think you are stupid, so I think it's not going to go anywhere. But you might want to respond to it, and the NBA is going to get involved, and everybody's going to get involved, and but they haven't started all the public relations yet, and then they're going to crank that up. And let me tell you, whoever's doing public relations on behalf of the arena, of the new arena, gosh, they're going to walk away with a lot of money and not much in the way of results is what I'm thinking. 349-1320-866-626-1320, Huey and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Huey.
Hey, what happened to you yesterday? I turned on the show, and there was somebody on from Walmart, and I thought, my God, what's Enid doing with a Walmart guest?
No, it wasn't me, not me.
I know it wasn't.
I was off yesterday, but I'm back today.
Well, that's good. A couple of things. I was thinking that one of the things Charlie Brown could do is ask Doolittle and raise the issue is that if Doolittle is reelected by some miscarriage of voting justice, does he intend to vote to retain Dennis Hastert, the cardinal law of elected officials, as Speaker?
What do you think, if you're looking into the tea leaves, Huey? Is Dennis Hastert says he's not going anywhere. Is it going to? Are they going to be able to ride this out, or do you think he's going to be shipped out with Foley? They can be roommates.
I think
in rehab, one political and one substance abuse.
Well, I think the Bush White House is trying to grease the skids underneath him now. I mean, you look at the Washington Times and the Wall Street Journal; they're wholly owned subsidiaries of the Bush White House. And I think Karl Rove made a bunch of calls last night and came, you know, said, hey, what's more important to us is keeping a Republican Congress than Denny Hastert's pathetic political career. And I think that's why.
Well, Boehner, whatever you want to, however you want to refer to him, threw him under a bus.
Yeah. And Reynolds is trying to pull him under the bus along with himself. I mean, Reynolds is already there.
You know, but if you threw Denny Hastert under the bus, you'd do more damage to the bus. I mean, this guy weighs 5,000 pounds. He is a poster child for Jenny Craig. What a plumpo.
No kidding. The other thing that no one has really focused on here is that the very first congressman, Alexander from Louisiana, who was contacted by the parents of the victim.
Okay.
Didn't go to the congressman who ran the pages. He went to Reynolds, who heads the Republican Campaign Committee, whose job is to elect Republicans, which shows the mindset of the Republicans right from the jump that they were saying, we got to protect this child molester.
Well, what they were also saying is damage control from the start. Not to help the child, not to do the thing that was right, all the things that they say they're about, but it was damage control. And this is what's intriguing to me. We have become a marketing-oriented, manipulated by marketing society. People have let themselves be manipulated by a group that has, we knew, there were many of us who knew these were a group of fakers, fakerama, an orgasm of fakery is what it has been. But there are a lot of people who needed more proof of it, and as more of it becomes available, people still don't want to buy that it's fakery, and they're still allowing themselves to be manipulated by this very shrewd marketing crowd. The same people who are bringing you Arnold and have brought you Dickie are trying to paper this over. And since we have a short memory, and since many of us are disengaged, and since all they have to do are two things. The one thing that they have to do, the easiest thing to do to wipe the whole thing off the front pages, is to have some sort of a faked up terror situation, such as they had with the liquids, and you can't bring any gels on board a plane and so on, or you couldn't for a while. So all you need is one of those, and you need it right before the election. And if you read the RFK Jr. piece in Rolling Stone, mm-hmm. Your eyeballs are gonna pop right out of their head, out of your head.
The one thing I think though, where this Foley thing really causes them problems, I come from an evangelical family, and the thing about evangelicals is. And I'm talking about the people who go to church every Sunday. These are sincere social conservatives, and for the most part are not secular people. I mean, they would just as soon stay home and worry about the next life rather than this one. And I think a lot of those people are going to stay home behind this.
There was speculation before this even broke that the base might simply sit it out. But I think you may be onto something, because I can envision, and you have more experience with this than I do, but I can envision people who are very sincere and who, because they are sincere, believe that this group was sincere when only this group is only out to manipulate them.
That's right.
And I think something like this is such an affront to, but even Dobson says, you know what, this is a result of an over-sexualized society. So even he didn't want to assign blame to Foley.
Well, GOP, I think, is now standing for grand old pedophiles.
Well, not so grand either.
No,
greedy.
All right.
You know what? I think it's better. Greedy old pedophiles might be better. Huey, that's a good one. I thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Anybody at Charlie Brown's event today? I want to hear from you. And remember, Phil Angelides has got 4 hours of very juicy recordings that Arnold made that were available on the website. and not password protected. And he's called on the governor to release this when the governor's not releasing any of it. So Phil better release it. I hope he releases it at the debate. Where would he get maximum mileage out of this? Right before the debate, maybe? Which we are bringing you? I can't say it enough. Because it's out of our use. You know, radio is very habit-driven. So if you're not in the habit of listening to us on 6 o'clock on a Saturday night, get yourself into the habit this week because you're going to have some good radio and some hot radio and some lively radio. And I'm dying to know how that debate is going to, if I were envisioning that debate. At the worst, it's going to be two stiffs who don't want to make a mistake. That would be the worst-case scenario. One stiff wearing too much makeup and looking semi-embalmed, and the other one looking... looking slightly condescending at the stupidity of his opponent who's leading by 10 to 17 points. I mean, how did this happen? He went to Harvard. Phil went to Harvard. He's smarter. He's read books. He's been thinking about public policy for a long time. He wrested it was a very hard-fought primary with Steve Wesley. Cost him a ton. I mean, how does Tsakopoulos feel about the $8 million that funneled Phil's direction to win the primary? And, you know, is that money down the drain? Geez, $8 million. We could have all stood around at that trough as it was coming down. Well, anyway, so Phil is calling on the governor to release these 4 hours of presumably juicy recordings in which he dumps all over the people who are helping him, theoretically. This is the impression we have looking at this. And I haven't seen it reported in the Bee. This has been reported in the Los Angeles Times. 3491320. In fact, I've seen not all that much about Phil and the campaign in the Bee. Why would that be? And here you have the arena sales tax hike in deep doo-doo, which we're not surprised at. It came out in a letter to the editor about a week or so ago, but now it comes out as a prominently placed piece in the Bee about the decision to quash a food lab that the FDA, I think, and UC Davis wanted to create to deal with airborne diseases such as you have with the E. coli breakout. I still like that Willie Nelson line when he just recently got caught with a bag of marijuana, and he said it was better than being had he been caught with a bag of spinach, he'd be dead by now. So anyhow, so here is Doolittle. Unless he can make some money out of it, he wants the Auburn Dam, but he doesn't want to help your foodborne diseases. McClintock is closing in. McClintock, who's very conservative, apparently well-liked, and we have interviewed him when we did the Capitol Clear Speak. He was one of my guests. Very nice man. But he should not be the lieutenant governor, whose job it is to wake up every morning and find out if the governor is still alive. It should be John Garamendi, who will be positioning himself in the job of lieutenant governor, which is like one long tanning session, I think. Well, he gets to be a regent. Doesn't the lieutenant governor regent the board of regents, the UC system? But in any event, he is closing in, and Garamendi is faltering, according to some recent polling. Now, I don't know how much stock I would put into it. In late September, Garamendi had a big lead, and now in July, he led McClintock by 10 points, 48% to 38%. In late September, the gap had closed so that they're in a dead heat, statistically, I would think, insignificant, 41% to 39%. Garamendi leads by 2 points. Now, in the primary, Jackie Speer was leading Garamendi by a really decent amount, but Garamendi won. So I'm hoping that Garamendi pulls it out. The gap is narrowing between Jerry Brown and Puchigin, and I want Jerry Brown to win that one just for old time's sake. And anyway, I've done a lot of talk radio shows with Jerry Brown, or a few anyway, so I'm hoping that he wins. The Bee pulled a disaster by endorsing Bruce McPherson for Secretary of State. They should have been, and they should have endorsed Deborah Bowen. Now, let me go back to the piece that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has a weekend show on Air America with Mike Papantonio, it's a pretty good show too, called Ring of Fire, talking about asking the question, and he asks it in Rolling Stone: will the next election be hacked? You can access this online. The HAVA Act, which was Help America Vote Act, the primary author of that act was Bob Ney, the now disgraced Bob Ney, who has pled guilty and he's going off to the pokey. Ney made sure that Diebold and other companies would not be required to equip their machines with printers to provide paper records that could be verified by voters. In a clever twist, the Help America Vote Act effectively pressures every precinct to provide at least one voting device that has no paper trail, supposedly so that vision-impaired citizens can vote in secrecy. The provision was backed by two little-known advocacy groups, the National Federation of the Blind, which, you know, might be one of these concocted, last-minute concocted public relations groups, which accepted $1 million from Diebold. It accepted $1 million from Diebold to build a new research institute. Why would they be accepting money from Diebold? Why would Diebold be trying to pay them off? Why would that be? And the American Association of People with Disabilities, which pocketed at least $26,000 from voting machine companies. The paper voting, this group, the National Federation for the Blind, maintained that to have a paper trail, to have paper voting receipt, would jeopardize its members' civil rights. People who are blind, a position not shared by other groups that advocate for the blind. That if you're blind, we don't want you to have, because then other people can see it and your secrecy is violated. It makes no sense to me. This is a group that pocketed $1 million from Diebold, so right away anything they have to say is suspect. 349-1320. Are you furious yet? And you know that these Princeton scientists hacked right into the system. And you know that a couple of women, 54 years old, with $12 worth of equipment that they bought in a hardware store, was able to hack into the system, change things, and then get out in 4 minutes with no fingerprints left. Nobody would know that they hacked it. No way to find that out. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time out to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our traffic's looking pretty good, except on the way to Lewis. Really good. And my friend Nick is on the phone right now, and he just called me on my cell phone. And I guess over there with Charlie Brown, it is just packed, packed, standing room only, hundreds and hundreds of people there, and people in the parking lot showing up. It's just an amazing turnout.
Wow. Yeah. So if you want to go, go now. It's $20 to get in, or it's free if you don't have the $20. Go.
Okay, good. Can you finish producing your show? Because I'm out of here.
See you later. Bring back a report.
I'm headed. All right. And slow down, too. It's a little bit there at South M 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. 50 for the low. We're going to see high 70 tomorrow. 69. And Eden Live will continue at AM 1320. Let me spell it for myself. It's E-N-I-D.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Eden Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. if novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. You can support the Sacramento Housing Alliance and enjoy a great evening of music and humor featuring Nashville's Ansi McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours on Sunday, October 8th at 7 p.m. at Sacramento's Crest Theater. Ansi McLean is a songwriter, storyteller, and entertainer who sings about his life in an American trailer park with his band, the Trailer Park Troubadours, a skillful assortment of musicians who play in the rootsy rock and roll tradition of their hardworking blue-collar forefathers.
Sweet talk made me love you. The Prozac made me stay.
Concert is a fundraiser for the Sacramento Housing Alliance, a broad coalition of over 65 organizations. Their mission is to promote decent, affordable housing and enhanced opportunities for lower-income households through advocacy and education. Tickets are $20 and are available at the Crest Theater box office or at the Crest website. Sponsorship tickets for the VIP reception can be bought directly from SHA.
To Enid now,
349-1320. To be a can of dream that never share, to be a bottle and to be a man.
6:27 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Doesn't that sound like 30s music? Like something that you see bebop Broadway babes on, you know, late night when you're competing with that in the infomercials. It's like some old black and white film. You don't know what it's about, but it was before they imposed the code, so you're watching it. I want to tell you that I'm going to be down at the state capitol tomorrow on the West Lawn from 11 to noon, but from 11 to 2:30, it is Thank You State Workers Day, and there are going to be refreshments and giveaways and all kinds of stuff, so celebrate Thank You State Workers, and thank you state workers, and I'll be there, hope to meet a lot of you tomorrow from 11 when it begins to noon, and then I have to scamper back and get the show together. Also, just to remind you, We are going to carry the gubernatorial debate live on Saturday night, 6 o'clock Saturday night. When you're not accustomed to hearing us do local programming, we are going to be there for you. And afterward, we're going to talk about it. And the we is Scott Sims and me, all three of us. Some of us are going to be there. Some of us are going to be here. And we want to. We hope that you will participate in the conversation. That's the whole point, everybody's impressions of what went down. I am really interested to see what happens in this debate, if anything does. You know, if you are 17 points ahead, there are two schools of thought. You can do anything, probably, and you'll still be ahead. Or you don't want to blow it, so you do nothing. You say nothing. You're bland as can be while pretending not to be bland. Meanwhile, Phil's got to come up and be the aggressive challenger without being too nasty, too arrogant, too condescending, too whatever. He's just got to go to town. Angelo Tsakopoulos has helped Phil one more time. The B is reporting that Tsakopoulos has contributed $2.5 million to help fund the recent state Democratic Party ads that have sought to link Schwartzy to the policies of President Bush, of Dickey. Tsakopoulos is the mentor and former business partner of Phil Angelides, and he gave $8.7 million, or almost $9 million, in the spring to an independent expenditure committee, which produced the ads that helped Angelides win the primary. I want to say something here. The biggest contributor to Arnold's campaign are developers. So when you hear the Republicans say, well, Phil is in the back pocket of developers, Arnold is in the back pocket of developers also. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Phil has got 4 hours of tape that he got off of the unpassword-protected website of the governor, and I think you can make a case that you're pretty inept. If you can't protect your own website, can you protect the state? You can't protect the website from encroachment. Can you protect the state? Anyway, he's asking Arnold to release those, and if Arnold doesn't, the implication is that Phil will. Well, I can't wait to hear, because apparently he disses some of his close associates, his close legislative associates. If you are just joining us, you may or may not have heard that Mark Foley, now disgraced former Republican congressman from Florida, Foley's attorney held a press conference a couple of hours ago. And in the press conference, he said there are several bombshells: that Foley is gay, that Foley wanted everybody to know that he was gay, that Foley had been molested by a clergyman. He wouldn't say the clergyman's name or the religious affiliation, although Foley was raised Roman Catholic, it has been reported. And furthermore, that Foley is in rehab. The Washington Post is reporting that Foley's acquaintances question anything to do with alcoholism. When Foley announced he was entering rehab for treatment of alcoholism and, quote, other behavioral problems, like you can turn yourself around in 30 days, I'll tell you what, making change. We think that we can move on, move up, move out. We think Americans are always on the move. We are always on the move. And change and optimism, I think, are two big building blocks in being an American. We're optimistic. If it didn't work out, you pick up your, you know, you pick up what's left and you keep going, which is not a bad prescription for life. It's a pretty good prescription for life. But, you know, these things take their toll. And we all think we can change. Change is a pretty interesting prescription, but it's not so easy to change. They make it sound like it's easy, but it's not. Have you ever tried to lose weight, quit smoking, get off drugs, stop drinking? Have you ever tried to do any of those things, and you really want to do those things, but somehow you're not able to do those things? Intellectually, you want to do those things. But subconsciously or emotionally, you're being pulled in a different direction. You want to remain comfortable. Everybody wants to remain in their comfort zone. So even though you really want to make those changes, it's not easy to do it. And so just going into a rehab facility for 30 days, maybe that's a start. But, you know, nobody thinks, Foley's friends don't even think he had an alcohol problem. It's just going to be a convenient excuse. It's part three of The Devil Made Me Do It. So when he entered rehab, when he announced he was entering rehab for treatment of alcoholism and other behavioral problems, some people who have known him for years were shocked, and they were suspicious. Some friends and acquaintances said that they rarely ever saw him drink. A former colleague, Representative Peter King, Republican of New York, said on Fox News that, who had, by the way, Fox News, the Miami Herald, the St. Petersburg paper, they all had the information on Foley and nobody published it. Nobody ran with it. We know that that complaints were lodged with the FBI months ago. Nobody did anything with it. We're hearing that any investigation of Foley was quashed by Gonzalez, quashed by Ashcroft. 349-1320. So Peter King says, I think, I don't buy this at all. I think it's a phony defense. The fact is, I think he's responsible for what he did here, and I think it's a gimmick. Well, now that he's safely out, they are all dissing him big time. Because everybody can be mad at him, and he's not here anymore. He stunk the place up, but he's gone, and now it smells better. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Mark acknowledges that he's an alcoholic, and as many alcoholics, does not publicly display his consumption. Well, I don't know about that. I think alcoholics typically publicly display their consumption, but those of you who have dealt with it, you can let me know about that. 349-1320. Carol in Sac, hi. You're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Well, I don't want to talk about my own alcoholism, but that was something in my past. But what I'm wanting to bring up is this new thing in society where if you bring up that you've been molested or you're going into rehab, you get a free pass on whatever it is that you're involved in your life. And it just seems like somehow people think that, I don't know if the people that are involved telling them to take these things and make it public that you're going into rehab, if that's something that then the public will then look kinder on you. But coming from the 80s when I went and, you know, got sober the hard way, I'm not saying that that's not maybe an issue, but that's not an excuse because I have been an alcoholic. I also have been a molested individual, and I've never gone out and done those behaviors. And so I don't really think that that's an inherent, that the fact that that's happened to you or that you're actually an alcoholic gives you a pass for doing things that are immoral and harmful to others.
Well, see, I think you're onto something because this is an administration. What they know how to do is they know how to spin. So they're going to make the most sympathetic story they can concoct, whatever the reality may be. And it takes the party of personal accountability is not remotely accountable here. None of them are accountable. They don't want to admit that lying is in the furtherance of their career. And if kids get strip mined as a result of it, what do they care as long as they retain power? I mean, I really think that they are exposed if people care to look at it.
I don't think any of them, you know, whether it's Bush himself, I mean, he used his own alcoholism, you know, when he needed to, he played the card, just like he used his own religiosity and he played that card to get people to go with him. I think these people use whatever it takes to get what they want, and none of it has anything.
Yeah, and what does that say about us? That we're so dumb we're buying it. That's the sad, that's a really sad part. These people will do whatever it takes to claw a vote out of you, to remain in power, but that we are buying it doesn't say very much for us.
Well, it's sheep. I mean, I hate to say it like that because I don't consider myself a sheep. I've never followed the mainstream. But most people do not want to rock a boat. And they want to lead their life, go to work, have their family, have their weekends, and not at all deal with anything that's not directly affecting them. And that's the truth, I think, about.
Then you know what? We're down the tubes. Because if you don't help out, if you don't roll up your sleeves, you can forget about this country. It's not a self-maintaining. It's not like the refrigerator that cleans itself or the oven that cleans itself. Everybody's got to continue to renew it, pitch in, and clean up what stinks, smells bad, and is bringing the country down.
Can I just bring some? This is a side note, but it actually kind of reinforces what we're talking about. I saw someone get hit by a car and actually die, and I just want to bring this up, even though I'm saying it fast and in light. There was a lot of people that were around, and there was only two of us that got involved to help this person. And I was traumatized for days, and I went and sought out a highway patrolman to kind of give me some comfort. And he told me that in most situations like this, most people do nothing. And I saw it firsthand. And so, you know, no matter what the thing is that we're talking about, you're talking about the majority of people that do not get involved. And no matter what it is.
Well, there's a scandal. There's scandal on Mount Everest. The climbers drop dead, and then people just climb right over them because they're spending a fortune to get up there and because it's a precious waste of their oxygen and 10 other things, and they're dead anyway, and you can't get any help for them. So they just it's a dirty little secret. They just trek right over them. But there are people who, without thinking, will stop suddenly and jump in after the person who jumped out down, whose car,
Yes, but you know what? They're not in politics. They are not in the limelight because they're not interested in what other people think of them. the ones that are interested in what other people play the game, and when you get close, they're as shallow as a piece of loose leaf paper, and they flap in the wind. And I really feel that, and I sound kind of negative, but I've been around a lot of places, I've lived in different places, and most human beings I find are like that. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's just my take on life.
Well, you know, well, I thank you, Carol. I thank you for your observations. But I want to say that, like, the stock market is an oscillation between optimism and pessimism. Some of us are like that, too. And I'm hideously idealistic, and some days I'm hideously cynical. But I think it all balances out somehow. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Gina in Orangevale. Hi. You're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Gina.
Hi, I had a comment about alcoholics not consuming in public.
I think they consume a lot in public, don't they? Or are they like closet eaters?
No, actually they don't, because they know that people know that they have a problem, so they consume in private. But the thing is, everybody knows they're drinking. You know, whether they do it in front of, whether you actually see them take the drink. I had an uncle that would polish off a bottle on his way home and throw the bottle out. But, I mean, his kids one time went and picked up all these bottles along the desert stretch. Everybody knows you're drinking. Whether you're actually taking the drink in front of them or not, everybody knows that you're drinking.
Well,
so, you know, that it's one thing to say, oh, we never saw him drink in public. But she knew that he was an alcoholic because he was drunk all the time.
Well, in this case, his friends are frankly surprised, because I think if he were drinking, they probably would have known it. You know what he's done? He's hightailed it into a place where nobody can bother him for about a month.
Yeah, see, so this is just a ruse. This is like you said, devil made me do it.
The devil made him do it. And you know, before medicine became drive-by medicine, what would happen is famous stars or politicians or people who were drying out or who were escaping negative publicity, they checked themselves into a hospital. Now they check themselves into rehab. Betty Ford must be in high cotton right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gina, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have a couple of lines open. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday. We're lucky that we're all here. Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, it's been a while since I've given you a really serious traffic report, and you know what? I have nothing to report. It's fantastic. The roads are clear. Hit and runs, none. I'm amazed.
That's great.
I know it.
Smooth ride home. You can get right up to Charlie's event in Loomis
With no problem. There are hundreds and hundreds of people there. I just got another phone call from my friend. He suspects there is at least near 1,000.
Really? I wonder if they were prepared for 1,000. If you're at Charlie Brown's event in Loomis, let's get another opinion, too.
Please, please call us. 349-1320 or 866.
626-1320.
There you go. 50 for the low, 70 for the high. 69, back with Enid Live.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir.
Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
To the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six 44 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting that Bush went after the Democrats during the fundraiser for Pombo, Mambo Pombo. He's saying that we're soft, the Democrats are soft on terrorism, that we are, he's trying to shift the focus in the midterm elections, and he's dissing the Democrats and soft on security, soft on terrorism, cut and run, etc. He's from this chicken hawk, this fake-a-rama chicken hawk, drunk until he was 40. Cheryl and Loomis, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
I'm out here at the Brown event, Brown for Congress.
Uh-huh.
And looks like they said there are about 350 people in there, probably just sitting down eating, and then there are many more. It's packed in there.
Really? Because somebody said 1,000. Is that inaccurate, or is that rather high?
Well, I talked to the person when I signed in, and she had signed in 70 people already, and there were 8 other people signing in people, so that's like 600-some.
Ooh, really?
So I think by the end of the night it might reach 1,000, and who knows?
I'll tell you what, I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to pull it off. His campaign materials are really good. What they're doing is smart. He's got a beautiful mailer or a thing that, a glossy, you know, one page that went out, never mentions that he's a Democrat. But on the other hand, Deep Doolittle never mentions on his that he's a Republican. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I would have thought that he would have trumpeted that big time in his district, but he didn't do it.
Yeah, and there are many Republicans for Brown people here, and Pete McCloskey is here handing out pears to people in line.
He's handing out pears?
Yeah, they have
pears of what? He better hand out a big, he better grow a pear and hand them out to those Republicans that are trying to blame Foley's issues on the pages themselves. The pages were coming on to Foley.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
They're serving plaster grown fruit, and that's some plaster grown pears is what he was handing out. But
An au pair.
There are some people who can see that Bush is not a Republican, and it's time to get him gone.
Well, Bush is a Republican. Oh, you mean not a real Republican?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you so much for this eyewitness report. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Say hi to Charlie for us, will you? Tell him that you were on the air with us and telling us all about what was going on in Loomis.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, John and Sheridan. Hi. You're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi.
I just called about your billboards. You were asking about them earlier.
I was. I have not yet seen one of our billboards. I must be living a very limited life because I guess I've just gone the same route that doesn't have a billboard.
I see one out at on 65 north of Lincoln.
Okay.
That's why I'm listening to you guys, actually.
It is? You mean that's how you found us? Is that you? The billboard said, here we are, and you decided to tune in?
That's right.
John, thank you. Oh, that's great. Then they work, apparently.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to work that way, but you know, you never know. Oh, thank you so much for that report. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Walter in Rockland. Hi. You're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Oh, doing good. I think you're making some real good points. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things here. One is, I think most of are in the reality-based community have known you know, very successful and competent gay people who aren't pedophiles.
Absolutely. I think, first of all, I think him using that as an excuse is absolutely reprehensible and an insult to everybody who's gay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insulting. And this alcoholism, I mean, the history is full of even alcoholics like Winston Churchill, who, you know, yeah, they've got a problem, but it doesn't excuse this. So it's just a playbook.
All right. And do you think it's going to fly? Or are enough people see through it?
You know, I think it's getting so massive right now with so many things coming this week. I think people will see through it. I'm amazed with some of my Republican friends. They're like sheep. But
all right. Now, what about this one? Because the whole issue of being a predator, pedophilia, or the appearance of it, really strikes a nerve. It strikes a chord, not only with their conservative base, but with a lot of Americans. I'm thinking that Hastert may weather the storm, although there's a lot of speculation that he might not. He says he's not going anywhere. The president appears to support him. You think they're going to tough it out? They can always change the conversation with a terrorist event. Remember that. And the president at Pombo's fundraiser said that Democrats are soft on terror.
Yeah, and you know what's really...
Not as soft as he is without his Viagra, however.
what's really sad about this, Enid, is everything that we've sacrificed to these clowns, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, everything, it comes down to a sex scandal with a perverted congressman who, you know, tries to play off his problems on other groups. And it just... It takes this, I think, to wake up a certain percentage of the population.
I don't know how optimistic I am that a huge percent. I mean, I think people are seeing more and more, and I hope that they are waking up to what's going on. But every time you expect an outrage, every time you expect a tsunami, it doesn't. You know, but there is a cumulative effect, and I hope that's what's happening. Walter, I thank you very much for your thoughts. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. Let's head over to Claudia in Sac. Hi, Claudia. You're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just calling to let you know that I saw one of your billboards off of 65th, right in front of, across the street from St. Brendan High School.
Across the street from what? St. Brendan High School?
St. Francis.
Oh, St. Francis High School.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, that's why I'm listening to you guys. I'm like, oh, yes. Leaning radio station, I have to listen.
Now, is that how you found out about us?
Yeah.
It's through the billboard.
Uh-huh.
You're the second person today to call to say that. So I hope you'll keep listening, and I hope you'll tell your friends, 3 to 5 friends every day, that we're here.
I will.
You could be an ambulatory billboard for us, Claudia.
I will. Of course I will.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
the report.
You.
349-1320. Any of you who have found us through the billboard, because I haven't even seen one of the billboards, and I know they're there, but I just, I'm living a sheltered life, I guess. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, our final traffic check of the program.
Yes, and there are billboards all over the place. One right by my house, actually. I mean, if I look out my window, which I'm not going to tell you where that one is, but there's a billboard there. Now, coming to northbound Cap City Freeway, on the right-hand side, just before you get to Cal Expo, there is a 1320 left channel billboard there, and the traffic's so good that this is what you need to look for. Coming back on southbound 99, before you get to Elk Grove, the first one, Sheldon Road, there's a 1320 left channel billboard as well right there, so go check it out. 50 for the low, high 70 for the high. We're at 69, and Eden Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The truth, according to Enid, set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
Are you struggling with too much credit card?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Before on the Lucky Tuesday edition, was he, all that fast talking, that's what the Foley and Republicans are doing to try to dismiss what Foley has done and their knowledge of it. Fox News had this information, didn't run it. The Miami Herald had this information, sat on it. St. Petersburg Times sat on it. Does McClatchy still own Miami Herald, or was it sold off? I wonder. And Charlie Brown for Congress.org, he's calling for the resignation of Speaker Hastert. He challenges Doolittle to return a Foley contribution. Well, Doolittle's not going to part with any money. And for those of you who called, the event right now, going on right now for Charlie Brown, and Pete McCloskey is there, is in Loomis, 3550 Taylor Road at the Blue Goose Fruit Shed in Loomis. And also, we're talking about our new poster boards, our billboards that are up, and I haven't seen any of them, but some of you have found us just on the basis of those billboards. So if you want to call in on that, 349-1320, Rich in Sac. Hi. You're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Rich.
How you doing, Ed?
Doing well, thank you.
Actually, a couple things. I seen about no less than three of the billboards around town, and they're quite eye-catching. I really like the way they're laid out.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
And the other thing is, with Congressman pedophile Foley, isn't it par for the course for the entire administration where there's no accountability? You know, the fact that he's trying to pawn it off on, oh, the reason it happened was because of something that happened. It's just par for the course where I have a 8, 6, and 2-year-old girls at home, and whenever you catch one of them with their hand in a cookie jar, you know, they try to spin it off that, well, the reason I did it is because she said, and it's so typical for the Bush administration.
It's like what a 3-year-old does.
Exactly. It's exactly. It's not my fault.
The devil made me do it.
Right, exactly. There's no accountability, and it's long past time that we do something about it.
Well, we're gonna see what happens out of this, and I don't know if this is gonna be the thing that tips it all over or not. But you can't trust this crowd. They'll stage some kind of a terrorist act or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
To change the conversation.
Or some sort of other West Nile virus or something else to scare us back in the line.
West Nile virus.
And change the subject.
Rich, I thank you for the call. I want to remind you, I'm going to be at the state capitol tomorrow from 11 to noon. I hope I get to meet many of you. It is State Workers Day, and we're thanking state workers. Henry, in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Henry, you'll have the last word today.
All right. I was just watching the Bill O'Reilly show.
Yes.
And he showed Mark the same thing with D next to it, meaning he was a Democrat.
He what? He...